Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Yeah, and away we go. Welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports on the Blackout Tips Premium Network, a podcast. I'm your host, Rod. I am joined by my co-host, as always, Jay Trizzle.
Good evening, sir. How
are
you?
And good evening to you, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Oh, nice to see you, old boy.
Cheerio and all those good things.
Before we even get started, I'd like to say next week we will have we'll be joined by my man Wall Street, Will Strickland, Friday at 2:30. So you know, don't miss that, man. Y'all, he's been on the show before with us and we had a good time and he always has some good shit to say, and hopefully the NBA finals will still be going on because they're taking 7 days between games. So he'll be on in time to give us some more basketball analysis.
Yeah, for all y'all people with real jobs, though, how they dealing with these 9 o'clock games?
Yeah, man, what was that like?
Consistently. that game ended at 12, and then I definitely had to see the press conference.
Yep,
I had to see the questions.
I was like, someone got to explain this. before we get on that, let's go ahead and play the theme song.
Howdy. You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about dry hump, hump positive traits. Give a pound into a feeling. Make a south mouth salivate. Hey, Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day
didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that.
Broke ass bitch.
Damn ass nigga.
Talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boss talking about balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep in love. Woo! All right. Let's get started.
We're not talking, just the tipping.
Thank you, Scottie Pippen, with your broke ass.
Fellas, that should be your new line next time you be like, instead of saying let me just put the tip in, say, look, I'm not talking about just putting the tip in. Girl, I'm about to go balls deep. She's going to be like, what you talking about? And then you just pull out your phone. If she ain't be like, ooh, you know, she give you that look like she ain't sure what you're talking about. Pull out your phone and be like, listen, I want you to listen to my favorite show. Balls deep.
Balls deep in love. First things first, we have to talk about the NBA Finals, okay? That shit was a Travis Shea mockery. I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist, but that's a goddamn conspiracy.
Nah, man.
That shit was on purpose.
Did they pop planned that months ago?
Hell yeah.
Pop planned that since last year.
Yeah, nigga, you know he got the mind to do it. He's evil as fuck.
That's why he tried to throw everybody off by being nice during the interviews, press conferences.
That's how I knew it was up, dog. That was when I saw the press conference and he was making jokes, I said that he did it. He fucking did it. Like, up until then, our jury was out. I said, you know what, man? It's a little peculiar. The AC ain't never broke when they playing the fucking Bucks. when they playing Oklahoma City Thunder and they up when they, but the people that whooped their ass last year that have a man that's known to cramp in extreme situations, all of a sudden it's 90 fucking degrees on the court.
You think he had all the Spurs players on an all-water diet for weeks now?
First of all, it's perfect for the Spurs. Nobody on the team averages over 30 minutes a game.
Hey, man, Tim Duncan said, listen, I grew up playing in the islands. This heat is nothing to me. He said this was kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to go swimming after this. I only played 20 minutes. I'm good. What about you, Bron? I mean, but it's the perfect team to do it against, though, because, like I said, the Spurs play 30 minutes a game. The Heat have legitimate stars that need to play over 30 minutes for them to win.
Yep. It's it's so amazing that why other GMs and coaches aren't like, look, dog, let's see how we can reduce our players' minutes, like for our stars. And I remember when LeBron first came in the league and Paul Silas tried to reduce his minutes. He was like, look, no, I'm trying to add some time to your career. LeBron's like, fuck that. I want to play the whole game. Put me in. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, look, we winning with you playing less minutes. Like, let's keep that up. I want to add some time to your career.
And on the low, though, like, LeBron has started playing less minutes. You know what I mean? Like, he's accepted the role of, all right, I'm not, like, that was a big thing this year was, are they going to reduce Kevin Durant's minutes? Because LeBron wasn't playing on them goddamn minutes. LeBron won that award. He good.
Yeah, but
he know he good.
But 40 minutes versus 20 and 30, mm-hmm. that's a huge difference in minutes, though.
Still. Yeah, that's true. But they don't have the talent or the coaching that the Spurs have. They just don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, if LeBron's minutes reduced to, like, say, 27, 28 minutes a game, the Heat would not have been the number two seed in
Man,
the East.
You telling me that LeBron can't go to Spoelstra like, look, you resting this nigga D-Wade for games.
LeBron, no.
I can't get more rest.
You thinking of it from a petty, selfish standpoint, which LeBron would never do. Like, he don't think about himself first. He always think about the team. So he's thinking the team doesn't need me to, like, the team can't win without me. And we need the rest of Dwayne Wade because we can't win a title if we play him as many minutes as me. So it makes sense, you know, to rest him.
Man, they need to trade D-Wade for Westbrook.
Man, I wish that was possible, but Oklahoma City would never give up Westbrook. Not for D-Wade.
He need to leave.
The trade got to go both ways. You know, that's the thing about these trades people get in their minds. You got to come up with a reason both teams want to do it. And them niggas ain't. Them niggas, even if they hated Russell Westbrook, hated him, they wouldn't trade that nigga for no washed up D-Wade or Dwayne Spades. That's what I'm calling him, Dwayne Spades.
They got a picture like D-Wade. He knows how to win. Mm-hmm. He come from a winning culture. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you got to sell it to him.
That's how you
got to
sell it.
You just got to hope they stupid enough to buy it, because I think once they got burned with that Kendrick Perkins move, they never about to believe in intangibles again.
Nah, but it's Westbrook got to get out of OKC, and if LeBron doesn't get rid of Wade, if by doing what you saying he doing by not being selfish, he's right back in Cleveland. Only he got a better view. Mm-hmm. Now he's just in Miami. The weather warmer is more eye candy to look at.
LeBron only played 33 minutes, but obviously that's because he was cramping up. He would have played 40.
Yeah, he cramped out for 8 minutes.
Yeah, he would have played 41 minutes. Dwayne Wade played 33. Rashard Lewis got 30, but you got to imagine that's jumped up because Bron was hurt.
Yep.
Here's the Spurs minutes, though. Tim Duncan only played 33 minutes. Just without missing 8 minutes of the game for injury. Tony Parker played 36 minutes. That was the most of anybody. After that, Kawhi Leonard, upcoming superstar, 23 minutes.
23 minutes. Disappointed me with them big ass hands.
nine points, two rebounds. That's why he not a star.
And them nine came at garbage time.
Yeah, and he had four turnovers.
Nah, he did hit that one crucial three.
Yeah, that late. Set it off late, yeah.
But outside of that, trash. Yeah.
But that's why he not a star, though.
Yep.
People keep talking about something, he about to go get paid. Why?
No,
I mean, somebody will do it. My question isn't, I'm not saying he won't get paid. I'm saying, why are teams going to go pay him? This nigga not about to start averaging 20 points a game.
That's
though.
The Trevor Ariza effect.
It is.
The thing is, I think he likes staying there regardless of the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he'll leave.
Well, everybody thinks that about Spurs players till they leave. So we'll see.
No, just him.
Oh, okay.
Just him.
But you wouldn't feel that way about Danny Green.
No, I feel like he gone.
Danny Green, if they offer him a contract, I feel like people think Danny Green will stay.
He needs to stay.
Yeah, of all, like, that's the thing.
He is the worst out of all of them.
He really is.
Man, listen, man. And this has been pissing me off since back when he was playing Portland.
Yeah.
He is consistently the worst passer on the team.
Mm-hmm.
He makes the worst decisions. He plays like this is preseason.
And this nigga will bail himself out with three wacky threes.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it's like, that motherfucker is a beast.
Nope. I still was like, sit his ass down now before he fuck up this lead we got. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, not me. I'm just saying, in general, you'll see Twitter like, Danny Green, the motherfucking, the truth, nigga. He like, Danny Green gonna end the game with like 10 points though. Come on, y'all. You know tomorrow, you know the next game he gonna have four, right? Like, yeah. let's not get ahead of ourselves. He's still Danny Green. That's my dog. UNC for life, but come on, he's Danny Green.
Man, listen, he did earn a little respect when he dunked it at the end of the game on that fast break. Because yeah. I just knew the ball was going to end up in the stands from him bouncing it off his leg or head or something.
Well,
like
you, well see, you that's because he's at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. He going to be on the road again, and we'll be back to, that is right. He Danny Green.
But you know what, though? Last year, he got off against the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And he might actually just play good against the Heat because he just plays good against the Heat for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's like fuck Mario Chalmers and he bought into that and he gets off because Mario Chalmers on their team. I don't know.
I need to see it twice.
But last year, he got off. Remember, he set a, what is it, threes record?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he stopped hitting threes suddenly. And
game seven?
It didn't count all of a sudden.
Well, game seven is different for a lot of people. Like, yeah. Game seven turns who you think was your knight in shining armor to a mere mortal. You know what I mean?
Well, pressure bust pipes, and I don't trust him.
Oh, definitely not.
I don't trust him. But, I don't, like, everybody, this is what I like to call the Roy Hibbert corollary. Well, all right, but against the Heat, Roy Hibbert is great. And then his ass go out there, throw up that zero, and you go, that's right, he's Roy Hibbert.
Man, I'm so pissed off that the Spurs can't do a simple entry pass. Like, is it that hard? Is it that hard, right?
It is against the Scottie Pippen defense of these motherfucking Heat. All these niggas the same.
But he was fucking up against OKC. It's just that they was winning by blowouts. Mm. So, you know, you kind of overlooked it.
That's true. They don't have passing guards. Like, Tony Parker, as much as people... I mean, I think he's...
It's not even him.
No. Let me finish, dog. I think Tony Parker is a legit, like, really good point guard. But because you can't really run an offense through him because he's not a passer, you end up with Danny Green throwing entry passes, Kawhi Leonard throwing entry passes. Manu Ginobili probably the best passer on the team. Or you end up with Boris Diaw who... you know, can float between up and, you know, outside and posting up, but he's not really a strong post player and he's not really a strong outside player.
He's just good at everything.
Yeah. So you just end up with a lot of people that probably shouldn't be making the entry pass if you had a good point guard, but you don't have a good passing point guard. So that's what happened.
And he needs to thank Tony Parker for getting him that job with the Spurs.
Oh, for sure.
But it extended his career by 6 years. Cause when he was with the Bobcats, people was like, he need to retire. Why is he still in the league? Mm-hmm. What is he doing? But it goes to show, man, Larry Brown's fucking up the Bobcats at the time. Cause I think he was still here when D.I. was here.
Well, that's what he does. He runs his welcome out and then fucks players' motivation up and then he leaves your team.
Cause he had me thinking D.I. needed to retire.
He had everybody thinking all them niggas wasn't good. All them niggas went on to be good somewhere else. All of them.
I hope him.
Gerald Wallace had a couple more years in Portland. Fucking Steven Jackson went on and had a couple more years with, wasn't it the Spurs?
He went to Golden State too, I think.
No, I think it was before. It was, he came here after Golden State, but before I think he went back to the Spurs. Who else? Oh, that nigga Jared Dudley. That's why when people say the Bobcats can't draft, I can't tell them to go fuck themselves. Niggas went other places and balled.
Yep.
It was us. It was the coaching staff. And Larry Brown's effects and shit like that. Like, it was an organizational failing. Because the dudes had talent. It just, we suck.
Yep, nobody wants to play for Larry Brown.
Yeah, nobody want to play for that nigga. I hate him. He's such an overrated coach, man.
The other thing, man, with all the turnovers that the Spurs had, they was only down by like 6 at the most. And I was like, why is the game this close?
Well, you know what was funny? That's funny. I went and watched it at the bar. I was thinking the exact opposite. I thought the Heat were playing like shit. Like, they were up, and I was like, they're not playing. Like they're playing the kind of defense where if there was another team, they'd be up 20. But they're, like, they would have a lot of times where they would get a turnover, come down, take a bad shot, or take a, like, force three or something like that. And it's like, that's not the good shot that y'all should have took. Y'all didn't even like work the shot clock. Y'all didn't pass the ball around. And it's like, you look at the score and you like, they only up 5.
Right. Like, this game is too close for all the turnovers that they forced or unforced by the Spurs.
Right. Yeah. And it was weird.
And that, right. So looking at that, I was like, well, what's going on? Like, and if they not going to blow these guys out with these type of turnovers, what is the fourth quarter going to look like when the Spurs stop turning the ball
over? The thing that we could never have predicted, though, is the Heat.
Yep.
And by the Heat, I mean the 90-degree temperature on the court. Like, that was such a brilliant strategy by Popovich, man. Like, because that's, like, something that I haven't seen since Duke. Like, Duke tries this shit, too. Like once every 3 years, Duke's AC goes out right when Carolina gets to town. Like, yep. Right when we get a good team, and you'd be like, right when them, it's like we beat them in Carolina. And then we'd be like, wait till we get to motherfucking Durham. We about to whoop these niggas y'all ass.
Y'all ranked in the top 10. They 18.
And then all of a sudden, for some reason, it's extra slippery. It's motherfucking hot as shit. The students, the nerds are sweating all over each other and shit. And you like, and then and your team just slipping, ball slipping out of bounds. Niggas falling down and they calling travel like
they all had a regulation ball,
right?
like they had this, they're using the NBA balls instead of the college level balls because of whatever reason.
And you just know that if you could secretly record their practice the couple days before, they all in there drinking Gatorade. They all in there. The heat is up on 90.
Oh, weeks before, the nutritionist in there was like, listen, guys, we're going to need you to go heavy on your water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cut out all salt.
All salt. Like, you know, that's what happened, dog. That's funny because everybody's like, well, they're both playing in the heat. I was like, but we know one person is prone to cramping up.
It's like saying we all out in the desert. Yeah, but, everybody in Saudi Arabia and Egypt, they used to be in the desert. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a problem being out there in that heat. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, dog. I thought that LeBron cramping up and leaving the game, while not necessarily the coolest thing to make jokes about, was fair game to make jokes about.
Oh, it was funny as hell.
Like, that's the thing. Y'all know how I feel about me some goddamn LeBron. But I was like, nope, we got to get these jokes off.
Have you been seeing the memes with them LeBronning?
It's just the memes, but yes. Yeah,
but I like saying memes.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
Are you like I say GIF? I say GIF when it's GIF. All right.
The memes.
I ain't know that. Oh, so yeah, the memes. I've been seeing them.
I love it.
They being good.
Yeah, I've been loving it.
You seen the one with Lance blowing on them?
Yes,
that's the best one.
But the ones that's really been killing me is the ones where the people actually had the LeBron head photoshopped in on the body.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
I love it. Like, it's a regular dude, but he got the LeBron big head photoshopped in on the body. I love
dog,
it.
Dog, listen, man. Listen. I had so many jokes last night for some goddamn LeBron, dog. They had this picture where he was, like, cramping up, and he just laid back with his eyes closed. And I was like, when your girl be like, I'm gonna be ready in a little bit, but it's already been 45 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah. When she talk about, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Like, you making that face like, oh,
well, you just got home from work, but she want to talk about her day.
Right.
Instead of having dinner ready.
When that bitch from work had an especially Valentine's Day on your girl job, you got to pause your Xbox and lean back like, man, this shit.
That moment when your boss invites you over for a dinner party, but it's to look at, all of the Star Wars.
But like that moment where she keeps ordering the market price off the menu. would she say she ain't hungry, but then she eat off your plate?
Tyrion?
Yeah, Tyrion.
Tyrion.
Yeah. That's what I said. I said when the viper gets too close to the mountain. Just get that, catch that fade, man.
When she failed her driver's ed test.
Yeah.
But she don't know why. Hey, you been telling her for months.
Hey, will you hear the barber say, oops? Dog, will you hear that barber go, oops, boy? man. Oh, when, man.
When you left your cash at the house and your car got declined.
Yes. Oh, that, man.
That moment
when your former assistant tells everybody that the house not in your name.
that moment when you holler, but her friend that ain't got to bother holler her, say we got to go.
Yes. Oh, that's the worst, man.
That moment when you hold the door open for her and she cuts you out because she don't need no man doing a motherfucking thing for her and you just want to hold the door open for her because you're a gentleman.
When Solange get on the elevator. when the condom broke but you had a willpower to pull out. You sitting there like, damn, I fucked my life up.
That moment when you got company and your mama come home early.
Oh. When the alarm go off in the morning, you fucking hate your job. Your mistress catch your racism on tape. Yeah, dog. I did this shit for like an hour and 15 minutes last night, man.
That moment where you Paul George and you realize it's not a woman.
Hey, anytime you get a text and say, we need to talk, but it don't tell you what it's about.
That moment when your Twitter alerts keep going off and your name happens to be Dwight Howard.
Right. When your ex changes her relationship status to engage before you can.
No, that moment when your side piece says married too, it got your name attached to it.
Hey, yes. When you Dwayne Wade and get that pregnancy result back.
The break, baby.
Mm-hmm. What about when you Parker, Embiid, or Wiggins and Cleveland gets that draft lottery pick again? You know, them niggas was all like, oh, shit. How can I beat number two? How can I be number two?
Oh, man. That moment when you the Knicks coach and you got J.R. Smith still in tie shoes.
When Don Lemon tweets questions about black people.
That moment when President Obama says, we want to take care of all people, not just the wealthy. And Republicans say, fuck all people.
Right.
We don't care about you niggas.
That moment when Obama does anything, you're a Republican. Niggas be like, oh, this nigga.
That moment when Mitt Romney had the videotape with the 33%.
Yeah.
and he probably could have won.
Oh, man. Dog. I was rolling last night.
I could go on for hours.
Dude, I did. I was like, what about when your mom tells you that she got you some Transformers, but then when you open up the bag, it's GoBots? You know, the old people be, yes, fucking them toys up, man.
Yes. That moment where you buy a CD from Target. And you don't realize it's
no cussing. It's no cussing. Nigga, you be in the car like, man, are you serious? Hey, you know the worst part about that edited CD is the 30 minutes where you try to talk yourself into it like it's not a big deal. That's the worst part, because you be like, you know what, man? I don't really need to hear T.I. cussing anyway, man.
You can't take it back.
Right. You already opened it. It said no. And the thing is, it doesn't tell you it's no cussing on it. It just don't have an explicit sticker.
Right.
So you could not have known until you pop it in the car, man.
Man, I took the first tape I got, I took that shit back. This was still when tapes was out.
Yeah.
Took that shit back. They was like, well, it's no exchange. I was like, but it don't have no cussing.
Yeah.
The lady looked at me like I was crazy.
How old were you?
I was in high school, yeah.
Yeah, see, that was the thing. I couldn't do. I was always scared to return it because I wasn't supposed to have it in the first place. I thought they'd be like, "Well, let me see your ID." Fuck. I'll be back.
I was like, "It don't have no cussing on it." It didn't say it didn't have cussing.
I want an explicit one, please.
We don't sell those, yeah, sir.
Sir, I just need more cussing. Yeah, Walmart was the best. You had to go find, like, if you wanted to return your shit to Walmart, because my mom, she used to work in a beauty salon that was like in the same parking complex as Walmart shopping complex. So we go spend like our little tip money and money we earn and shit, handing out flyers. We go spend it at Walmart, buy CDs and shit, music. And so, yeah, occasionally you'd be like, oh, they got the dog pound in here.
Yep.
You go get that shit and you get home and, you know, it's fucking, you know, Snoop Dogg's album, but it's like, 'cause I never met a girl that I love in the whole wide world. And then John be like, I'll always be broke. I never have no, you'd be like, God damn, why did I get this? So the thing is, they never had the explicit version anyway. So you had to go return it for something with no cursing on it that you kind of like. So we used to have like MC Hammer. You know what I mean?
We
like,
had to go get an R&B tape with that for
it. Right. Bobby Brown. Like we had to go get stuff that, and Bobby Brown was edited, but you had to go get stuff with like hopefully not a lot of cursing on it.
Willies,
man.
They put me on the Willies on Bates Ford Road. Mm-hmm. Put me on the Willies. Like, oh, I can get all the cussing CDs I want over
here. I used to go over to Central. The Central, it's actually not in business anymore, but he's like, I think it was like Central Disc and Tapes or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they ain't in business no more. Yep. That used to be my shit though. Record stores, man. I miss those.
Yep. Willies, man. That's why I used to have to go.
I remember you used to have to like go put on some headphones and like try yep. album out.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I discovered one of my favorite artists ever, Reese. She's one of my favorite artists, and it was just because her CD was one of the ones on display.
Yep. You go to Willis though, you can get your do-rags out of there. Mm-hmm. They the only ones had the picks, the metal ones with the fist on there. You can get those out of there.
And then at the front, they be having those the demos. Yep. Remember, like, you get the free demo and shit? Yep. Dude, that was the first time I heard Eminem.
That's how I found out about mixtapes.
Yep. They were like, yeah. Like, they be trying to act like they doing your favor. They giving away free. They're like, hey, man, go grab your mixtape or something. You're like, nigga, it's free. What, you ain't doing me no favor. I already spent the $20.
Look, I didn't know that at the time. But you right. know, your first one, you were like, cool, extra tape?
Me
cool,
too.
Cool.
I went and put that. Why did I put that in first, by the way? Hopped in the car, threw that Eminem right in there. Hi, my name is. I was like, who is this white boy? And why did the cover say Dr. Dre? But anyway, man, so LeBron cramped up, which started a, like I said, I think it's perfectly fine to joke on him. This is what happened to stars.
Yep.
Like people are comparing him to Jordan because they're like, well, Jordan played with the flu.
Hangover.
Right. First of all, that nigga had a hangover.
Hangover.
That's number one. Number two, the flu is not as bad as the kind of cramps he got. Like, right. He had heat stroke level cramps.
Have you ever had cramps before?
Nigga, what? I've had heat stroke before.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to have, when I got my concussion, it took me years to put this together, but when I got my concussion, one of the lingering results that I had for years, actually, was, like, the function in my brain that tells me I'm thirsty, when I'm exerting myself playing basketball, I can't feel it. So I used to routinely play until I cramped up without realizing that my brain, I don't know, my chemistry had changed or something had changed inside of me where I no longer would register. I need to go drink some water.
Yep.
So for about, I don't know, 3 years, I would play to the point of like my legs locking up before realizing, oh, I need to get some Gatorade and lay my ass down. So I've had the exact cramps he had, like the point, like you could tell when he laid it up.
Yeah. Oh, he landed with a cramp.
Right. Like he was in the air with that cramp.
Yeah, I've had that before too. I played in a tournament at Chapel Hill, and you know the gym was hot,
mm-hmm.
sweating. Like three of our players got injured. It's no more subs. It's the last game.
Yep.
You've been playing all day.
And it's not like during the game you can go grab some water.
Yeah. You
got to wait for a timeout or something like that anyway.
Well, that's what happened. I pulled up for a jumper, and my leg locked up immediately in the middle of the air. I was like, what the fuck is this? Yep. You know what I'm saying?
New level.
Right. No, they had four players on the court because I set my ass down.
Yeah, it's a new level. Dude, one time I cramped up so bad, I had to go out and lay on the patio in the cool air, and my mom and dad threw ice on me, like to get my body to cool down. And then I had to sip Gatorade all night. Like, and the paramedics came.
Yep.
And they were like, look, you're fine. You're just very dehydrated. You need to sip this Gatorade. Don't gump it. You will cramp all the way back up. It was like everything I moved to get comfortable also cramped up. So
you can't even lay down in the bed.
Dude, I was stiff as a board. Like they tried to move my legs. It was impossible. Like My dad was like, yeah, put ice on them, call the paramedics. They, I got there, they said like a, they gave me an IV, to get fluids in me. Then they were like, drink this Gatorade, just keep taking a sip like every 2 minutes or every minute or so. Don't gulp it, just sip, sip, sip. Man, I sipped so much fucking Gatorade. And then it was like, and then I was like, I gotta take a piss. Nigga.
You can't sit down.
The longest trip to the bathroom ever. To take a piss, nigga. I'm talking like, cause I couldn't take it for granted. Like, let me get up and walk. It was like, nope. In my mind, I was like, stage one, move my arm to the end of the armrest. And let's take a minute. Stage two, lean forward. And stop, 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 stop. Cramping up, cramping up, cramping up. Okay, think about happy thoughts. Think about puppies.
Relax. Rub this. Rub it out. Rub it out.
Take a sip of Gatorade. Think about happy thoughts. Like, dude, it was so fucked up. And like when I saw LeBron going through it, I had two thoughts. One, he going through the same shit I had. Two, he's doing it so much better than me.
Nigga.
How did he walk at all?
Nigga. Look, and that's part of being a robot. That's part of being a machine that he is. Cause even him walking to the bench, I was like, nope, well, couldn't have did it. Like I'd have had to lay down right there and slide over to the side.
Nigga, what?
And I'd have just been where the photographers was at. You know what I'm saying?
Come get me.
Right.
Call the stretcher. Come get me. Like I said, I've had the heat cramps probably half a dozen times in my life, and every time it was like, just kill me,
man. I was gonna go home after the tournament. I mm-hmm. went to my sister's house in Raleigh, right?
Yeah,
the ride from Carolina Chapel Hill to Raleigh was the longest and the worst. I had to stretch out in the back seat. I couldn't fit in the front because when I bent my leg to get in the car,
cramp
right then and there. No.
Nigga, my foot was like this under my, in my shoe. I was like, I didn't know what to do, man. Like, and the thing is, like I said, I had to learn. Like, I had it was two things. I had obviously the concussion thing, so I couldn't tell I was thirsty. And then I also had an acute, and this is all stimulants with me, but especially like vitamin B and caffeine. I have like an acute reaction to that. So like, I would take a vitamin B before I go play ball to get a little energy and shit, cause it helps you out. Man, I would be cramping up so bad. Like, it was a couple of times I used to see stars and shit. So man,
I learned from that. I had to start drinking water, more water, weeks in advance. Like, instead of my normal amount of fluids, I had to double that just so that during them tournaments that I'm not,
You know how I got it to stop, man? I started packing a thermos by myself of Gatorade for me. The powder kind, not the good shit that you buy at the store. The nasty ass powder you make at home. Shake it up. I would take a big ass thermos with some ice and Gatorade, go down to the basketball court, and only I would drink that shit. People, can I get some? I need it all, bro.
Yep.
I'm not about to die out here fucking with y'all in this basketball.
That being said, I'm not mad at LeBron.
Right.
I'm mad at the Heat training staff. What the fuck are they getting paid for?
Dude.
How are you not on the sideline massaging this nigga into heaven so he can get back onto that court?
How did he not get an IV?
Immediately. He got one after the game.
Yeah, there was enough time. Because this happens in NFL games sometimes routinely. Like, when it's very hot outside, sometimes at halftime they'll do it. Sometimes they just take a guy to the locker room real quick. But you get an IV and then you can come back, you know? I was surprised that they actually just put ice on him.
And they know he known for getting them.
Yeah.
How y'all not prepared for this?
They were totally unprepared.
Like, once the heat is off and it's like, look, okay, during halftime, I need to order these. I need this here at the stadium. I need it here by halftime. So that minimum, you can be prepared for these sort of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you the trainer, not me. You should know this. What happened to Dwayne Wade towels he be advertising?
Mm-hmm.
Those cool towels at did he be advertising with him? Dude used to play for the Lakers, the point guard.
Mm-hmm.
They got married to the singer, him and all of them on that commercial about how the towel keep you too cool, you know, keep you from getting dehydrated, all this other stuff. What them towels was that, D Wade?
And LeBron endorses Powerade.
Yep.
And Gatorade was trolling him on Twitter last night.
Oh, that's so real.
Somebody said, hey, at Gatorade, where's all your sports science magic from preventing cramps in your number one client at King James? And they responded back, the person cramping wasn't our client. Our athletes can take the heat. Someone said, at Gatorade, with the game this hot, we're right at home. Hashtag win from within NBA Finals. With your spokesman cramped out, and he said, and Gatorade says, this is awkward. We don't sponsor him. Hashtag fail.
Hey, you know what's crazy, man? Mm-hmm. As I'm glad somebody was on the clock for Gatorade responding.
Yep. Someone said, where were you when LeBron needed you? Is this Brian Scalabrine for real? Lazy bum Drew? That can't be right. Anyway, he said, they said, we were waiting on the sidelines, but he prefers to drink something else.
Oh man, where's Powery? Where's your response at?
Well, here's what's funny. According to this article, actually LeBron was drinking Gatorade last night. He has an endorsement deal with Powery, but that doesn't trump Gatorade sponsorship with the NBA, for which it pays a reported $18 million a year to be the association's official sports drink. Because of that deal, players on the bench have only two beverage options during the game, water and Gatorade.
See, I thought he could drink his own drink, but it had to be in, like, the cup that's taped up. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. They got pictures of him drinking Gatorade, though. So despite Gatorade tweeting our athletes can take the heat, cameras captured an ailing LeBron James lustily drinking lemon lime Gatorade in a desperate and futile attempt to get back in the game. The footage aired on ESPN this morning. We were trying to find a video, but plenty of screenshots had to capture. So,
man.
And the thing is, it's too late. Like, you can't chug Gatorade.
Yeah, you got, it's all prep stuff, man. Yeah, like, don't listen to them commercials.
Yeah, it don't work that way, y'all.
Yeah, but that's why I blame the trainers, man. Mm-hmm. Like, why wasn't they over there massaging them? They had like two timeouts left, one or two timeouts. Yeah. Burn them and you have LeBron in the game. You don't need the timeout. You're going to get timeouts to talk at free throw line and any other thing. And like, why wasn't they feeding them water during every free throw shot?
Dude, it was like, honestly, man, I get why they fucked up, because it's easy to say it in hindsight, but this is the kind of thing with Spoelstra anyway, where he doesn't always adjust well in the fly on games. He should have immediately restricted everybody's minutes, because you saw what the Spurs were doing. The Spurs was like, you notice when LeBron got hurt, they were up two, but like Duncan wasn't in the game. Parker wasn't in the game. Like, I think Danny Green had just got back in the game.
They immediately came in the game a few seconds later.
And that's what the craziest part of all this shit is. LeBron leaves Cleveland. He gets hurt in this game, comes out a better surrounding cast, couldn't put up no points against this team.
And that's what I was saying, that unless he changes that mentality of I have to start doing more for me, mm-hmm. if it's always about team, he right back at Cleveland with the same type dudes. Like, he gotta be like, fuck D-Wade, get him the fuck up out of here. Make this trade happen.
You know, this is a sabotage from the top down, in my opinion. About midway through the third quarter, Spurs Sports and Entertainment released a thoroughly unsatisfied statement about the broken air conditioning at the AT&T Center. An electrical failure from the power that runs the AC system in the AT&T Center has occurred. We are continuing to work on resolving the problem. We apologize for any inconvenience.
I told Turk during the game, I was like, the AC broke? They better be handing out free water during this game. Minimum free water.
People were all sweating and all this shit. But the fans didn't mind because the team was winning.
Yep, but minimum, you got to hand out free water. Like, for anybody that potentially passed out during the heat, is that not a lawsuit?
I don't know. I would assume so. I didn't see if anybody passed out or not. It is San Antonio, but yeah. Doris Burke said on Mike and Mike this morning, this is from my man Leonard Brothers, last time she checked the thermometer, it was 102 degrees by the heat bench. Now, it's 90 degrees on the floor. It's even hotter on the bench. No wonder he couldn't come back in.
Yeah, and there's more people out there behind the bench. You know what I mean? Like, with all those players, the fans jumping up and down and shit like that.
It was an embarrassment for the NBA that's happening in a building that's not quite 12 years old. But as happens with these things, it made the game a million times more memorable. No one is about to forget the high hot heat game. I hope that's not what we're calling it. We gotta call it something else.
There's
right?
So many other quotables that was being floated around last night.
Yeah, the high hot heat game is not what we're using, guys. Okay, we'll come up with something better. At one point, Doris Burke said the temperature near the court had passed 90 degrees. NBA President Rod Thorne said the conditions were playable, that no one complained, and most importantly, that each side was suffering equally. By the way, I don't like that excuse. Because this is the thought I had during the game. This isn't because I'm such a huge LeBron fan. These motherfuckers make too much money,
yep,
and they're worth too much to have them playing in these conditions.
Yeah, and be like, well, we did it in the past.
Yeah, this is actually when you get fucked up. When your body's cramping up and you decide, fuck it, I'm gonna keep going. That's how you tear a muscle, hamstring, whatever. Like, don't play like this.
Yeah, your body gives you all types of warning signs to shut it down and chill out. You know what I'm saying? That cramp was the first sign.
Yes.
That's the first of many. You know what I mean?
Like, who knows what else he went through, because he's not going to say, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was lightheaded, dizzy, you know, seeing stars, maybe lose numbness in his extremities. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if any of that shit was happening. Because those are the signs of heat stroke and heat fatigue.
And the thing is, with his adrenaline going like that, the cramp is the one that gets your attention.
Right.
The cramp is the one that said, look, bro, sit down before you pass the fuck out.
Right.
You know, you're ignoring everything else. Sit down.
Firing back the NBAPA acting executive director seemed to imply that the game should have been halted, or at least that the players should have been consulted. The playing conditions for tonight's games were completely unacceptable. Were completely unacceptable from the opening tip. In a situation like this, there needs to be more open communication before decisions made that could potentially place players at risk. For the conspiracy mind, the Spurs international roster sounded like they were affected a little less by the temperature. Tim Duncan likened it to playing growing up in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Manu Ginobili said he played more often without air conditioning than with. And Tony Parker said, we never had AC in Europe, so it didn't bother me at all.
Damn it, man. That's why they're ready to come from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Right? Yeah. You know, like, right. Fix the air. Minimum by halftime.
Right. If I went down your house and it was 90 degrees, and I don't want to hear how you grew up in France. Put that fucking AC on. LeBron said, I never played in a villain like that. James was caught in the huddle telling teammates they're trying to smoke us out of here. But no one suggested that this was deliberate. Eric Spoelstra said that would take an incredible mind to try and plan that. And so
that's like saying
that's Pop, actually shade.
He want to say Pop. I mean, is he trying to say Pop not smarter than him?
Nah, I think he's saying Pop has an incredible basketball mind.
Oh, okay.
And we all know it. We all know it.
Next time, don't play in that. Be like, nah, we can't play in these conditions.
You know who I felt bad for? The mascot. Nigga, what? In that big furry ass costume?
I guarantee you he had a water bottle like the Army had when they in their book bag strapped
in. They tried to give him a little ass fan. I said, this nigga got to be dying in there.
You can't feel that fan.
Yeah, he in there dying, man. Well, the good news is, you know, I think this series will probably go 6 to 7 games now because they stole one. But the Heat pretty much never win the first game of the series.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's par for the, you lose one, you know, the AC won't be broken again.
You know, that's the thing about it, man. To be, am I captive in the moment of, fuck, the Spurs just won this game in a game they should have blatantly lost. Like, it was clear they should have lost this game and they won.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna win the series, or it's just game one? Nobody, they haven't even played at home yet. Miami hasn't even played at home.
I feel like game two is the game that the Heat normally steal in these series. But the key is the Heat have to steal. Like, I don't trust the Spurs because of the whole, debacle they had with, the Thunder. Mm-hmm. Where they look like two different teams.
The same series.
Yeah, I have no faith in them. It's the same. It's the Pacers conundrum. Like, yeah, when they win, they look great. But when they lose, they look terrible. Like, at least when.
But they looked terrible last night and won.
Well, it was worse for the Heat. Like, the Heat played like some shit.
See, the Heat looked like they normally do without LeBron. Cause I was like, where's D Wade?
Yeah, but how often are you expecting them to not have LeBron in this series? It's a one time thing, probably, right?
He got into foul trouble the series before that.
That's why I'm giving them two games. I'm giving them two games to bank on the Heat. Something fucked up happening.
I hear you. I'm
so,
just.
Anyway, I think the Heat's still going to beat them. So maybe it'll go seven now because of the way they won this one, but I don't know. Like after the game, Bill Simmons said, they beat the Heat and the Heat played their A game. I was like, when did you get an A for a test that you didn't even complete this fourth quarter of?
Man, they didn't play the A game. Ray Allen missed like three wide open threes, like taking his time. Let me, you know, check for the wind, all that stuff. Brick City. I was like, why is he open?
More importantly, they didn't play their A game because their best player in the fucking league wasn't on the court for over half of the fourth quarter. It's impossible to call that an A game. I don't even know how he fixed his mouth to say that. I was like, why don't somebody just slap him?
How does D Wade keep getting the pass though?
He Dwayne Spades. That's what I call him, Dwayne Spades. He just keep walking them books, dog.
Man, that loss falls on his head, in my opinion.
Last night, he was down to the last couple of hands, and somehow he walked a jack of clubs.
Man, it's no way. And they get on LeBron for passing the ball. I saw Dwayne Wade take one shot. The rest of the time, he kept passing it. Yeah. Didn't even want the ball.
Now, he shot a jumper late that rimmed out. He hit every part of the rim and came out.
That's the one shot. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Everything else he passed.
He hit a jumper before that.
You saw Rashard, that three?
Yeah, and then after that, he was done.
But LeBron was still in the game when he hit that three.
Oh, he was? Okay. Yep.
But that's what I'm saying. You saw Rashard Lewis taking them jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Birdman out there shooting jumpers. I think even
Birdman hit a reverse.
Right, but this should fall on D Wade at that point.
Yeah, no, he Teflon though.
He been supposedly saving him for these moments. Well, where was he at?
He Teflon. That's where he was at.
I hate that dude.
The worst.
I like LeBron. Mm-hmm. Got love for LeBron. Hate him and fuck Mario Chalmers. Shouts out to Toy.
Someone made 10 reasons why the NHL playoffs crushed the NBA.
There was hockey on?
Yeah. you know what the problem is? It's 5 minutes long, and I don't feel like playing it. Let's see if we can listen to a couple of their reasons.
Didn't even realize hockey was on.
Yeah. They still play hockey in America? I thought the Olympics happened or something.
Yeah. I thought that's the only time people played. Then all the teams were in Canada.
Nothing says inferiority complex like coming up with all the reasons your shit is better when nobody asked you for your fucking opinion.
Fourth and get excited. The Stanley Cup final starts tonight. Woo woo! Roar. Yeah, guys, like I said, the puck drops tonight on the Stanley Cup final. So in honor of that, today's No Filter is going to be dedicated to solving that age-old debate of who has the better postseason, the NBA or the NHL.
Can you even name a hockey announcer?
Here are my top 10 reasons why the NHL playoffs are better than the NBA playoffs.
Hockey announcer. I can't name a hockey player. And I can barely name some hockey
teams. I can name Subin because we brought him up.
Are the San Jose Sharks still around? Is that a thing?
I don't know. See, I always thought all hockey teams were named after funny things. Like, oh, look at a maple leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at a unicorn. Like, those are the name of their teams.
Yeah.
But I can't name.
They named the team after the police, the Rangers.
Yeah, they have weird names. I can't think of one hockey announcer, commentator,
mm-hmm.
Anybody that focuses in on hockey. Do they even have a NHL Live? Like they do NBA Live or NFL Live? No?
Not that I know of. They used to have NHL 2K, and I don't think they have it anymore.
Good for them. They even have a baseball team, like Baseball Live.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Close games. The NHL games are always down to the wire. It isn't over until it's over. You never just say, oh, this game's over, I don't have to watch it anymore. So far this postseason, 22 NHL games have gone to overtime, and 39 games in the postseason have been decided by one goal. The average margin of victory for the NBA Conference Finals this year was 14.8 points. That's not a close game.
She skipped right past the first round. And she used the whole NHL playoffs versus just the conference finals of the NBA and skipped the first round, which was the most competitive first round we've ever had in NBA history.
Stay woke.
Stay woke, y'all.
Number two, pace in the last minute of an NBA playoff game takes like 35 minutes to play. Whereas the NHL, super fast paced, and the players have to make decisions on the fly. And if you get up to pee at the wrong time.
Wait, did you just say the pace of NHL games when motherfuckers finish the game 3-1? The pace is faster than games where motherfuckers finish the game 115-1, 101.
They don't skate skating around. They're not even running using their own.
Yeah, you can take a piss. It'll be fine. You probably won't miss anything.
They have players that can take breaks during the games and have one less player in the penalty box.
Also, that's what commercials are for. Insert misogynistic comment.
Insert they don't have sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's continuous.
You might miss like 2 goals and a guy who broke his jaw. You're going to miss a lot. You have to be watching all the time, and it keeps you drawn in. This is sign language for paying attention.
She's falling. She's failing.
Can you look that up, research?
She knows she don't have a research team.
Nope. She has an editor that fixes the videos for her.
Team versus stars, right? Because in the NBA, you've got like...
Oh, so now that y'all don't have anybody as good as Wayne Gretzky, y'all trying to act like it's good to have just good teams and no stars.
Mm-hmm.
So because nobody knows the name of your athletes, that's somehow a positive that would make me want to watch it more. Why the fuck would I want to watch something more when I absolutely know nothing about the people on the field?
Not the sport that singles out Subin because he's the best player and happens to be African American in Boston. Not those stars.
Right.
He's on the team.
Well, they single him out by calling him nigger. So.
Mm-hmm. Not Ovechkin.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm not playing the rest of this. Fuck this lady.
No disrespect to hockey, though.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all. Oh, the fans.
I feel like I covered some of these last week, and I don't think I... We talked about... didn't we talk about Odell Beckham and the chick that was trying to trap him?
Yep.
Yeah, we did. We did, yeah. We talked about him. Guess we got less than we did. We already talked about Ballmer buying the Clippers for $2 billion. How the NBA and Shelly Sterling kneecapped Donald Sterling's lawsuit. On Friday, the NBA announced it had reached a settlement with Shelly Sterling and the Sterling Family Trust to allow the Clippers to be sold to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, assuming approval by the NBA Board of Governors, which we can assume will be a unanimous vote. This means that Tuesday's vote to strip Sterling won't happen, so, you know, it's an older article. But according to this man, like, she basically had, she, Mrs. Sterling got the trust from her, got the right to like have the money and shit from her husband by declaring him like insane and shit, like infirm, like he's,
she said he had what that illness,
Alzheimer's or some shit, or and so she legally got controlling I don't know, well, she got control,
yeah, she got all
of his estate,
yeah,
and then she sold the shit. So that he, and then she signed an agreement that nobody from the Sterlings or their trust can sue the NBA. So there's nothing they can do. Of course, Donald Sterling still filed a $1 billion lawsuit, which he rescinded at this point now.
Yep. I think going to church really helped him out. I think he got prayed on. He was around some black people. Realized the error of his ways. Maybe realized they didn't put off that odor that he thought.
Yeah, maybe they don't stink when they have activator on them, and you know,
and a place to stay. You're not kicking them out their fucking apartment
when they smell like oils and incense from the Bible. Maybe he's okay with that smell. He like black church smell.
Yeah,
Martin Luther King fans.
On a whole other note. I would never want her as my business partner or anything to do with her, and she mad at me. Because she out for blood.
Well, she's always been about her money.
Right, but she's out for... It's not just money. She made him look crazy in the process of being about getting her money.
What do you mean?
Like, she had him... Two doctors say he is insane.
But he already was looking crazy.
Right, but you couldn't prove it. She had medical doctors say, nope, fact.
Like, yeah, like, I know what you're saying. She's ruthless. But these are some scandalous, treacherous white people. This is the kind of drama they go through. You know, we've all seen Mad Men.
Right, but think about his level of treacherous, and she went up to him.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's not...
She went up somebody that you already was like, that's a scandalous motherfucker right there.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying. It's amazing. I agree. I would never do business with her.
I don't even want her to have my phone number.
Right. I mean, she's scary as shit. I mean, the thing is, the craziest part about it to me is that she was in on the racism.
Right.
Like, that's the crazy part. Everybody kept acting like she was a hero. It's like, she's in on the racism,
you
dog.
You think Vistiano got punched in the face on accident in New York? Nah.
Yeah.
That dude clearly was part of Shelley Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
She clearly arranged that.
Yeah, it was amazing, dog. But so now they got a porn coming out about it on Cuckold. CuckoldSessions.com, where some dude's gonna play Donald Sterling and Nina Hartley's gonna play Shelley Sterling and Raven Bey gonna play Vistiviano, and they're gonna fuck a black dude that's supposed to be an NBA player for the team.
What's her name again? Raven who?
Raven Bey.
Okay, let me go.
By
to
the
images.
Way, I can play the video for you. It's just the preview. Here's the thing: she don't look like Vistiviano at all.
Just want to see what she looked like. That's all.
Oh, yeah, and I have to meet the wife.
By the way, watch how ghetto. That's what I said, ghetto. Watch how fucking ghetto and low quality and low budget and hastily thrown together this trailer is. This is like clips from the movie. Dude, you could tell they didn't like go find somewhere without traffic. They did like they just went
no
to like
permits, nothing.
They went to the nearest Pinkberry and got their cameras.
She better not have a better fucking car than me because this is ridiculous.
Does she look like Vistiviano to you?
Nope.
Nope.
Anyway, I cannot believe I'm meeting the girlfriend, but she's getting everything, and I have a plan for revenge. Here she is now. Call you later.
You hear that big-ass truck?
She had to end the call. Call you later. Gotta
yeah.
Go.
All right, bro. I got to go. I got to go. We don't have time to film, do a second take without the truck. Okay. Got to go. Just terrible.
Hi. Hi. Please sit down. Sweetheart. I have a plan for revenge on Donald. What do you think?
Wow. I didn't know you were going to be this nice.
I'm thinking that you and I should call one of the players.
The background cars are so funny.
I was like, look, it's a camera. That must be the news.
Choo-choo.
Hey, bitch.
Yeah.
What's the one where they always roll up on people?
Bang bros. The bang bus. Yeah.
They probably was riding by like, wait, are they copying us?
Yeah. What are y'all doing?
is this
our gig. Y'all want to get in the car? I got $100.
And have sex with him and make Don watch what you think.
Oh my God.
So can you call Don and have him meet us up at that no-tell motel out in the valley?
I got a aww special surprise.
I can't wait.
Right?
Okay, I'll be like,
yeah.
Oh, come in, you know, I want you to come and like have some fun with me.
Yeah.
White people are sick, man. What are y'all doing?
Yeah, if the wife already had the plan, why is the mistress coming up with the plan?
Yeah, that's the thing. I it doesn't make sense. Why are they working together at this point?
Yeah, what is yeah.
Exactly. I'm calling daddy. You love that. Oh my God.
Oh, I know why they're working together. Cause it's porno. What the fuck was I thinking? Because they're going to both be fucking.
The fact that they did too much talking already. And
this is the part that I skip. Like, I'll watch this, but I will skip all this and get to, like, so when is the dude going to fuck these women? This is the part of every porn that I'm just like, fast forward, fast forward, fast forward, and fucking. There we go. 5 seconds of sucking dick. Okay, tired of this. Now fucking.
That's okay, I know. I know.
Hopefully.
Donald hates black people.
I know.
And I really like
fantasizing Chris,
and
I've never seen him naked myself because they don't let women in the
he looks
gym.
Like he's hung.
We definitely can only hope so because that would be the ultimate.
Yes.
And we'll have to make Don watch his little. Oh my gosh.
They just talked about how little Don's penis is, because cuckolds get into the humiliation of having their penis size talked bad about and then having the black penis glorified.
How close are they to the street? Like, are they on the sidewalk? Nigga, are they in the bike lane?
It feels like they're on the bus.
they are in the bike lane. It's so fucking
They
loud.
Couldn't find a less busier place. Like, they couldn't film this at 8 in the morning before traffic really started or something. Like, oh my God.
She couldn't have just invited her to her house and had this conversation?
Yeah, y'all can't do this in a hotel room?
Worst nightmare.
Great.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
So the
No-Tail
Motel up in the valley. Yeah, I'm
going to
give him a
call.
Yeah, do that.
I'll
make sure his ass gets there.
Are you sure we could be seen? And, well, of course I'd want to see you. Yes, Big Daddy, you'd love to see little baby.
Why does he not sound like Donald Sterling? He didn't do any fucking research. So, of course I want to see you. Big Daddy would love to see you. Big Magic Johnson. Is that who you're gonna have sex with? I hope you don't get those AIDS. You should have let me write this shit. It would have been so much better. They just got a random black dude in a red jumpsuit, and that's supposed to be like a Clippers player with his shit inside out protesting.
Honey, what are you?
We have a real man.
I don't know what the f*** wrong with white people.
So yeah, that.
Today marks the 70th.
Donald Sterling, porno. He got sued again by another lover.
Yep, not that's not the same one that he was having ice cream with, though, is it?
Nope, this the one. That's not real. That's porn. That's not real. But it's not V. Stiviano. No, this is a different lady. I'm gonna put a picture in the chat. Everybody, tell me the first thing you notice about this lady. That's right, Donald Sterling might be racist, but his dick sure ain't. Yep. This nigga likes him brown.
We knew this.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. That's Donald Sterling's dick. A former employee of Donald Sterling claims the Clippers owner fired her after she rejected a stream of racist and sexist taunts. This according to a new lawsuit obtained by TMZ Sports. Michael Maya King claims in her new lawsuit, she was in a romantic relationship with Sterling between 2005 and 2011.
You think he only noticed her teeth and was like, well, her teeth white, so we good here?
White enough. I think he hates white women. I think he want to fuck the brown ones. Mm-hmm. King claims that during their relationship, Sterling made comments about her former African-American husband. So she was married. Asking her, how could you be married to a black man? How the fuck can you be suing him? And what the fuck happened to Shane? What is this concept foreign to everybody at this point? You should be a goddamn shame of cheating on your husband with this motherfucker, helping him cheat on his wife for 6 years. You should never come forward with this because you're too shamed. She'd be like, I am ashamed. I'm a bad person. Nope. She says, she had kids with her ex, and Sterling said, why would you bring black people into the world? Am I supposed to feel sorry for you?
Hey, listen, with this new feminist movement that we're supporting, it's okay for a woman to be, the cleanup woman.
I'm sure she's really empowered.
She's the cleanup woman. It's okay.
As long as it's her choice.
Yep.
King goes on saying Sterling told her, I want to take you out of the black world and put you into the white world. Did the Mac start playing in the background? Hello?
I think he meant his dick.
I choose you, babe.
I think that's the one time he really wasn't being racist.
Nah, he was.
Like, it's the same line Tiger Woods used.
I want to take you. That was also him being racist. I'll take you out of the white world, put you to my car.
Welcome to the dark side.
Welcome to the $5 footlong club. I'll break you off a nice 6-inch, if you know what I mean. And she says when they would fight, he would tell her, move back to the ghetto with a black man. Also,
now that was racist. That was going a little too far.
Also, like that he never says nigger. Like, he's that dude that you go, man, you being racist. I don't say the N-word. Nah, man, you just systematically oppress black people and think they're less than you. Well, I don't call them the N's. King, who is repped by Gloria Allred. Oh, what? Oh, man, what? That's the worst.
Is it not good for her.
She, Gloria Allred, only takes the cases of crazy people. Like, she didn't, like, I can't think of a case that where it was legit, like, oh, that's good for her that she got Gloria Allred on her side. It's always like somebody's like, a woman stole semen from a man and now she wants to sue him for paternity. It's like, Gloria Allred to take the case. Which is weird. Sterling, oh wait, she claims 2 years after they broke up, she began working for Sterling as his personal assistant and caretaker, which is weird because this overlaps in the V. Stiviano's relationship. Oh, really? You guys think the guy who's cheating on his wife, Mike, needed to be careful about cheating on his mistresses? He might have had too many mistresses.
He's smart enough to be able to get by with an affair, though.
Yeah, they were in love. He's not smart enough to get by.
Well, not with V.
He was getting caught.
The previous ones.
Oh, nah. I guarantee this is out there. she just didn't have no shame. King's claim during her employment, Sterling said he was bored sexually with V and offered King bonuses if she would help him sexually. She said she insisted. He insisted she tell him stories about past sexual conquests in order to arouse him. Yep, he's a cuckold. Yeah, and then I put out his big black dick. He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, tell me about it, how big his black dick was. Oh, God, I hate him. Don't bring him to the game, but tell me about it. She also claims he said things like, black people do not take care of their children. All they do is sit at home and smoke dope. And she claimed he said Mexicans just do drive-by shootings. There are a lot of other details in the allegations, she says, when she complained he fired her. I'll get someone to do what I want. Whatever.
I guess at that age, I mean, I guess he's ran out of all the other things that get him aroused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's did the whole slavery thing.
Now he needs a whole story.
Yeah, like, you know, he kicking people out of their house just doesn't do it for him anymore. Mm-hmm.
So then did you suck his dick? Like, who gets turned on from that? Like, I don't need that kink in my life. Damn, girl, come here. You smell like...
So you saying...
Smell like sperm, girl.
You saying Karen can't come in here with a story like that?
I don't want to hear that. So then did he fuck you in the ass? Because, hold on, let me put my hand in my pants.
I'm with you on that. I don't even want to turn doing the homework assignment and holding the door.
Dog, I remember when... you remember the show Hookers on the Point?
Yes.
Yeah, that was my show, right? That dude with the terrible spoken word. Bridget strolls down the hole.
I thought it was The Rock.
Looking for a pole.
The dude that played The Rock.
On Swole. Nah. Hell no, it wasn't dude.
He played The Corner. He was the voice on The Corner then.
No, he wasn't. The Rock was not involved in this shit at all.
Not the wrestler, The Rock. Look, is the other point? One. The black dude, The Rock. The original The Rock.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He played on Menace to Society. I can't.
Oh, Rock.
Yo.
The old, Hudson. What was that?
James Dutton.
James Dutton. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. That, but I don't think that was him. It was the actual editor of the, it was
Charles Dutton.
Charles Dutton. There you go. It was the dude who did the fucking, it was the dude who did the narration was also the guy who filmed it.
Oh, okay.
I only know that because I've watched it 75 times. And I've watched every version.
That, did you watch Our America with Lisa Ling? She did one about transgendered.
Nah, I've never seen her.
People the other day.
But I like Hookers on the Point because I'm fascinated by prostitutes and pimps. Like, that lifestyle fascinates me. But they're because it's crazy to me to think, one, that you would pay for sex, that's kind of crazy. But then two, you know what I mean? Like, at the time anyway, I was like, why would anyone ever pay for sex? So many people are giving it away.
Right.
You know, like, it doesn't even, you don't even have to do much, you know? And then, so I wanted to know why. So you get into the mindset, and they had this one called, Hookers and Johns or something like that. I don't know if I'm messing the title up or not, but it was from the perspective of the dudes that fucked the prostitutes.
I hadn't seen that.
So they interviewed them, and this black dude, man, he was pressed as fuck. This nigga was walking down the street, letting them film him trying to fuck, like, get hoes. He'll be like, hey, girl, hey, come here, girl, come here, let me talk to you. And they'd be like, no, and they'll run off because they don't like dudes that's not in cars and shit. But eventually he fucked one.
Sense.
But eventually he had sex with one, and they filmed him having sex with her.
Well, where are they gonna fuck if they don't have a car?
Dude, literally on the side of the street, like 20 feet away from the street.
Oh, that's
like,
crazy.
Like she was ducked behind like a, remember, you know, those mail post box, like the mailboxes,
yeah,
the big
the street,
blue ones
on the street. Yeah.
Yeah. She was ducked behind one of those and he was behind her fucking her. And then, well, he got done and it only lasted like a minute. Like it wasn't even a minute. Like, he was like, and it was like, it was the
just
worst
give me
sex.
Three pumps, maybe even four.
Dude, and it was the worst sex ever because like, it's nothing erotic about it. Like, he was like she was arguing the whole time. He was like, come on, girl, just go ahead, bend over and let me hit it. You know, maybe you could just blow me and whatever. She tried to suck his dick. He was like, this ain't working. You know, why don't you just let me hit it? She's like, you got a condom? He's like, yeah, I got a condom. Well, you better hurry up and make this fast. Baby, I'm gonna make it fast. I don't be playing. I don't have all day. All right. You better make sure you wear that condom. I was like, who wanna have sex like this?
He came during that conversation.
Dude, yes. My dick wouldn't even get hard if that happened. Like, my dick won't even get hard if it's like,
how can you come during an argument?
Dude,
like that.
Right. Like, I couldn't even come if my wife was just like, I'm feeling kind of sick. I'd be like, okay, well, listen, we need to get you some fluids and get you taken care of. Like, I want it to be ideally pleasurable for both of us. This shit was such a business transaction. So, like, he was fucking her, right?
Maybe that's what turned him on.
I think it is. I think it's part of the thrill is the, part of the thrill is the negotiating. Cause this is crazy to me. Like, they'd be like, so, how much you working? Like, what's up, baby? What you need? How much for how much for some head? That'll be $50. $50, damn bitch, you crazy? I'll give you $25. All I got is $25. I don't do nothing for less than $50, baby. Well, I guess I had to just come back. Well, I guess you will just have to come back. Well, all right, $30. Okay, $30. We'll do it for $30. $30 is good. And then like right. What would it cost me to get some of that pussy too? Like, to get some of the pussy, well, that's, that's 100. He's like, well, shit, I already talked you down to 30 for the head, so I got 50. Well, you just said you only had 25. Well, I got 50. Can I get like some head and some ass? And I mean, I just want to get a little bit. Well, you better hurry up and make it quick. I'm going to make it quick, baby. I'm like, when did?
Well, first of all, for $50.
Yeah.
Bitch, you better be staying the night.
Right. First of all, we go together. Yeah. That's number one.
For $50, you been planning on moving in.
Number two, how the fuck the whole conversation, you gonna be like, well, you better hurry up and make it fast. And I'm like, that's the only time where a man is like, I will. You know what I mean? Like, any other time, we try to convince women, like, girl, I go all night long, rock you till the break of dawn.
If I'm paying for it, I want it to go long.
Right.
Like, you're not going to rush me now. No.
Dude. And so, dude was fucking her, man. And he was like, yeah, you like that? And then he tried to, like, get a little freaky and shit, like, yeah, bitch, yeah, you want that? Give me that ass, bitch, or whatever. And then he came real fast. And so, he runs back over, like, you know, like, she leaves or whatever. And gets her money and leaves or whatever. And so he walks towards like back where the camera is, and they interview him afterwards and like, yeah, man, you know, I tricked her though, man. I got it. She tried to get me, but I got her. I slid the condom off. I swear to God, dude.
No.
I swear to God. I was like, How is that a win for you?
He won. He won in life right there.
That's a loss.
He won.
Who knows what's on your dick now? There's entire cultures of these new diseases on your penis right now. And you think you won.
Maybe,
you tricked her.
Maybe she was clean, like the woman on Trading Places, the hooker.
Dude, that's the scariest, nastiest shit I've ever heard in my life.
She clean like Pretty Woman.
He was like, yeah, when she turned around, you know, I just pulled the condom off, man. I just fucked a raw dog. And he was like, so, like, he was more excited about the fact that he got raw sex that he wasn't supposed to get than the proposition of paying us. And then, like, what got us originally on this, one dude was trying to, like, fuck this chick. And, like, what they do is they mic up the prostitute. So, like, they could hear the conversation, but they wouldn't, like, film the sex. They, like, filmed a car. You could see the car going up and down or something like that. So, one dude was, fucking this chick, and she was, like, an old, like, kind of nasty broad. And he was like, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Tell me how many men you fucked today. She's like, I don't know, about 15. Like, oh, that's it. That's all you fuck. Don't lie. 25. Yeah, were they really fucking? Were they fucking you good? I was like, that's Donald Sterling. That's Donald Sterling, dog. He was saying that to this woman.
I don't care if you fuck him.
Yeah, tell me about this other dude you fuck. Like, he into that, man. Tell me, well, did it come all in your mouth? Yes. Let me kiss your mouth. Ew!
Yo, that's...
What's wrong with you?
No.
I mean,
let's
hey.
Let's not even have eye contact anymore.
I mean, hey, love who you want to love. Be with who you want to be with.
No, disrespect.
No disrespect to anybody. No.
Yeah,
not your boy.
I'll pass.
I will pass 100 times.
I'm open to a lot of things.
Yeah.
Not that, though.
I don't even ask my wife about how many people she slept with. I'm definitely not asking the prostitute.
Yeah, I don't know that guy that's had the conversation with his woman about, so.
Donald Sterling? That's the guy.
I don't.
How many people you slept with before me? I don't know. I lost count. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Tell me about the latest one.
Like, Turk and I have been out.
Yeah.
And it's been like, you know, that guy would have dated him if he comes over and speak. Like, that's why. Like, he and I dated before.
Yeah.
I don't want to know if they had sex.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
That's enough information.
Like, we never had a conversation like, did you suck his dick?
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
How many? How many times?
Yeah, like, no, I don't want to.
Nope. Serena Williams, speaking of marriages, crashed a Miami wedding in a leopard print swimming suit.
Mm-hmm.
This is my nightmare.
She was out there looking like God's work.
Dog. Now, this is why I'm glad I didn't have a wedding. Cause this is my nightmare. Now, I know, here's the thing. Every woman I polled on Twitter all said that it was 100% fine with them. It would be awesome if she showed up.
Live.
They would have no problem with it. And maybe I'm just a male misogynist pig.
Live.
I don't believe a fucking one of them.
Turk said.
Unless you're also a lesbian or bisexual, I think you're full of shit.
Even then, no.
Yeah, it's your day.
Yeah. Turk said, that's cool. She can come catch her a seat in the back.
Mm-hmm. It's now Serena's day.
Right. We're not taking pictures with her. Maybe.
And she had on a bathing suit.
Right. Pussy print showing.
You know, niggas was, man, you know, this is my nightmare, dog. Because I want to be all about you, looking at love all in your face, exchanging our vows and talking about how we going to be together forever. But it's all this ass.
But and be honest. You just said your I do's.
Right.
But Serena standing there in that bathing suit.
Right.
How you gonna handle that, Rod?
Wrong time to test me. It's the wrong time.
You failing that test.
Right. It's too early in the marriage. Just going through these trials and tribulations. Serena can show up and be like, I just want to suck your dick. You know what, baby? We can do this later. Okay? Cause we don't need to get married today. I mean, everybody's here for the weekend. We can just come back tomorrow. I never got a bachelor party. Now, how about that? And hell no. Not to mention, like, it would be hard enough to just try to pretend that I don't see her.
I gotta have security escort her ass out right then.
Yeah, security.
Security.
Hey guys, it's me, Serena. I want security. Get her fuck out.
Right.
Sir, you didn't even look. I'm not gonna look.
Right. Cause if
but she has on a bathing suit. Nope.
If I look, it's gonna go bad.
Yep.
I know that I would be like, Serena, what's up, baby?
Yeah. I love you. Push your wife out the way and shit.
Yep.
Oh shit, what's up, Serena? Who is this? Nobody. This is, what are you talking about right now?
You know that's, forget my wife's name and shit.
Girl, why you being so crazy? Oh man, I wear a white tuxedo all the time.
That's actually his wedding. You see, we all matching. We all got the same suit on.
I'm actually a groomsman. I'm here by myself. This ring, I don't know how this got on my hand.
I put this on, you know, crazy women. Put this on.
I keep them off of me.
Right.
You know, anyway, you need anybody rub some like, some sun lotion, suntan lotion on you?
You okay? How you doing?
You're looking like, you know, I don't want you getting no sunburn out here, girl.
I mean, you're looking like $1 million out here. You thirsty?
Oh, you already got melanin?
You thirsty?
I was sad to hear about your loss. You need my help to get over
let's
it?
Let's go have a drink. Let's go have a drink and talk about this now.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
The person I felt the worst for, though, everybody forgot about her, but it was another tennis player that was with Serena, but she was a white woman with no ass, so everybody was like, She wasn't at the wedding.
There are other tennis players other than Serena?
Right. Nobody took a picture of her. It was like, nope, Serena's here.
I only know Serena and Sloane Stephens.
Yep. It was a black wedding too, so that was cool. But yeah, man, everybody was real secure about it. I can't imagine it. Okay. I can't.
Well, they say they were secure. Yeah. We don't know what that conversation was like with that dude once he got back to the room. Oh, you think we consummating the wedding tonight?
Shit, what if, tonight? Huh? What if he was like, oh, you know I said I was going to probably be too tired, baby, but I think we can go ahead and consummate this thing tonight, if you know what I mean. I need to work out some extra energy. No, I don't know what you mean. Why would you need it now? I should be all the energy you need. But yeah, Serena crashed that wedding and shit. The Redskins GM says the nickname is staying. These niggas stay in the news.
Is it a nickname or a name? Like, right. A nickname is not something that's officially printed.
Like, Junebug is a nickname.
Yo.
This is just racism. These niggas talking about Redskin, the Redskin nickname. Well, what do you want to call the team for real? Redskins.
Man, I wonder how long it took them to come up with. That's just our nickname, though.
Yeah.
How long did they come up? Because they haven't used this before.
Right. This is a new excuse. Dog, why did they start a Twitter campaign to talk about supporting the Redskins? And it backfired. Everybody just started tweeting about how it was racist.
I guarantee you, he got a group years ago came up with a list of things. Like, we're just going to randomly roll these out as things to keep the name. This year, these are the top 10 we'll use this year.
We're going to say it's a nickname. We gave $1 million to charity. Yep. We're going to say we took a poll. By the way, Justin, I forgot to ask you this last week. Did you get the poll on if nigger is offensive to us anymore?
Actually, that was the day I wasn't on Twitter.
I didn't get the poll either.
But,
okay.
Had I been there, I would have voted it's not really that offensive.
Yeah, well, too bad.
Because, you know, my niggas can call me that all the time.
Too bad they didn't poll us, dog, because this might have been the year white people could get to say it. But because apparently, if you poll the minority that you're being racist against, and it doesn't matter what tribe, any tribe, even the ones that you have a good relationship with, if it comes back not enough, is offended, you can say that racial slur. Mm-hmm. That's the new rule. Someone was on my Facebook page talking about, well, if it's pride to honor them, I said, well, then don't honor me, motherfucker. Don't ever honor my black heritage.
I wonder what's next. Like, let's guess. Like, what is next? What could be the next thing that they could use?
I think the next thing is going to be, we're going to review it and we'll let you know when we come up with, when we finish our investigation.
Nope.
All right. What do you think?
Native American Day.
Oh, they did that already.
Native American Pride Day?
Yeah, they already did that. Yeah. At halftime, they actually brought
I mean, like, they're going to have a game just, you know, Native, those that can prove they're Native American come to the game for free.
Oh man!
Not just, you know, honor, but Native American Day.
You know what? The reason I know that won't happen is only because tickets are already sold out in advance. But hear me out. That's on the list. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will find a way, because they already kind of did that.
And it includes dressing up like a Native American in honor. Out of respect. This includes, like, you know,
like white people that dress as Indians gonna get in free.
Yeah, that includes that. Out of respect.
No, man.
No. That's on the list.
That one definitely won't happen.
That's on the list.
I thought you just meant if you're an actual Native American.
No, I'm saying both of those. Like, you, if you're an actual Native American,
yeah,
or like Chick-fil-A, if you dress up like a cow, you get the free.
Nah.
Or if you dress up in traditional Native American garb, it's on the list. You can get in.
The first one is not. See, this is why you my man, dog. But it's also why you crazy.
It's on the list.
The first one is brilliant. Like, it could happen. Like, you're joking about the first one. I could see them being like, if you're a Native American and you show up, we will let you in the game free on such and such a day. Because one, it ain't very many left.
Right.
Two, not too many self-respecting ones are gonna want to come. So they can probably count on one hand how many actually go. I would love to see a Redskins game.
They'll sell out about 1,000.
And they would take pictures up with, and you would, Daniel Snyder would come out and take pictures with them and shit and be like, see, America, this ain't that bad. The second one.
See, London on board. Call it Redskin Day. We'll just call it Redskin.
Yeah. Now this, no.
Keep it simple.
No, they would never call it Redskin Day. That's what's so brilliant. That's what's so brilliant. Remember when they had the charity? It's like, see, we give money to the, we started our own foundation, the National Association for Native American Pride.
Okay. I feel you.
They didn't call it Redskin Pride. Why? Because they, it's actually offensive. Because it's actually offensive and they wouldn't take that check.
Hey. But I'm telling you, they already, the fans already come dressed up in Native American garb anyway.
Yeah, that's why they're not going to have a day.
Like, so to have an official day and like.
Yeah, that would be worse. That would only make it worse.
And half of it, you know, 0.05% will go to charity as well on that day.
Like, yeah, I can see they'll yeah, do it. Yeah, that's the one thing I think they won't do now that they, yeah, that's the one thing I, that's the one place I draw the line.
From that one game. It's on the list.
Yeah, it's, but it's on the list. Now, I forget, don't remember, I'm not disagreeing about it being on the list.
You just said it's not next.
It's a bad idea. It won't be the next idea. That's like idea number 10.
They accepted my other idea.
Yeah, but that's idea number, like your first idea is like idea number 5, and that one might be next, because that's what you asked, right? First, yeah, what's next? Yeah, this, the other one was idea 10.
I couldn't believe they did the other idea with the charity. I was like, wait, they did this for real.
Dog, they did the charity after you made that joke about it. And then, dude, the worst is when they had the Native Americans come out at halftime, man. That was the worst. I was like, where did you find these dudes, man?
You just like, need to be one tenth.
Could you even imagine? That was, like that, Native Americans must feel about those dudes the way I feel about the black Republicans that talk bad about black people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, that's the problem with these pickaninnies that vote Democrat. And you're like, see, man, why you get your Uncle Ruckus ass out here? You know, we need to be united on this.
They fucking up the game for everybody.
Aaron Hernandez is struggling to pay his lawyers.
I don't know who that is.
Which is really a shame, man, because I feel like it's a travesty of justice when a man that has made $18 million in 3 years as a tight end for the New England Patriots cannot afford to pay for his defense attorneys. And it's just going to lead to him being railroaded and just illegally framed in our hypocritical justice system. So, you know, I hope that Aaron finds a way out.
I don't know who that is, but whoever this individual, I do think it's unfair to any individual is railroaded.
Me too. Never lawyers, say never.
And lawyers are just draining him for his money that he's worked so hard to earn.
I'm still a fan. I'll never forget and never say never. Because I think what happened to not guilty until proven.
Yeah,
innocent. You know, guilty. Yeah. What happened to that? What happened to innocent until proven guilty?
Just I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
Right. I'm on his side. So yeah. Good luck. You know, there was no comment made by the PR department for the district attorneys, but
now I will say this though, if that was A-Ron, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
that I want free,
right?
Those lawyers might want to watch out for trying to take advantage of a man that might be incarcerated and take advantage of his financial situation.
Nothing worse than a man with no hope,
because you know people have been known to randomly change their testimony, and I'd hate for one of you guys to randomly not be able to appear in court due to unforeseen illness.
Yeah. I hate for anything to happen to their children, really.
Yeah. Good luck. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the client you decided to
Pouncey's still free. And they boys. Pouncey twins still free. Dan Marino has withdrawn his lawsuit from the concussion related lawsuit against the NFL. He's taking his name off of it.
Did he forget he probably should keep his name on them?
Yeah, he probably just he probably pulled a President Heller from 24.
He forgot what side he was
on. Hey, you been watching 24?
Nope.
Oh, damn. Yeah, the president, you know, they always got to go crazy. Have you ever watched 24?
Nope. I seen like one episode of
okay. The, well, they always get melodramatic. Why they give the president Alzheimer's?
He's still president?
Yeah, and now he be forgetting shit that he just said. I feel like that's what happened with Dan Marino.
Is it out that he has Alzheimer's?
The people around him know.
Oh.
But not the whole world, but just the people in his cabinet.
Yeah, Dan forgot he was.
He be trying to front with certain people. He's like, listen, we're going to negotiate a deal, and you'll give me the time it takes to handle this, and then we'll get back to it, okay? Sure, Mr. President, but I don't like it. Hey, before you go, will negotiate a deal. That's Dan Marino. He's like, it's like, Dan, so why are you suing the NFL? I'm not suing the NFL. Your name is one of the 15 players on this lawsuit. You have concussion related dementia.
Really?
That's news to me.
Huh.
So, yeah.
My name's on that? Show me. Show me. Huh.
Damn. That's my signature.
Huh.
Take me off of that.
2 weeks from now, he'll be back on.
2 weeks from now. Then he calls back 15 minutes later. Hey, man, it's me, Dan Marino. Can you put me on? I want to sue the NFL for concussions. Dan, you just sued the NFL for concussions. I just took your name off of it because you said you didn't do it. What?
Nah.
What? Nah. That don't sound like me.
Yeah, that's not something I would do.
Yeah.
Do you know how passionate I am about this?
Yeah. I was in Ace Ventura. So, pretty sure I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I'm all about making sure that not only myself, but future players are taken care of.
Yeah, so let's put me on there. Hey, Dan, no problem. I'll put you back on there 2 days later. Dan, the court appearances today for the preliminary trial hearing. What the court? What now?
What trial?
The trial for the lawsuit. We're gonna be suing the NFL for concussions. I don't think I would sue the NFL for concussions.
Yeah, well, I love the NFL.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something I'd do.
There's a lawsuit.
Is that my signature? Damn, that's my signature. I'll be damn. Take my name off of this. Dan, we took your name off of it already 2 times, and it's getting at this point they just lying to him.
Yep.
No, Dan, your name's on it. Maybe that's what the NFL did, is they just lied to him like the Jedi mind trick, and it was like, you're not on the concussion lawsuit. I'm not. No, you don't have a concussion. I don't. Well, I'll be damned. All right, well, thanks, NFL.
Because didn't he get fired from CBS because concussion-related? Like, all his commentary was back and forth and confusing? Like,
oh, I don't know. Did he? He got fired from CBS?
I mean, you know, they amicably, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, you know, he probably forgot he got fired and was like, yeah, fuck that job. I quit.
Wow, I honestly didn't know this, man.
Because I thought he only...
Yeah, Marino and Sharp out at CBS. Now, Sharp, we all know why that was. He be talking like a freed slave. Yeah, apparently Marino's out, man. Maybe he was fucking up during the game, dog.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They was like, yeah, we can't keep doing this. We keep having to cut to commercial.
Yeah. He was naming old players that weren't playing. Now, the Jets just need to give the ball to Curtis Martin. Take it straight up the middle and let him get the... Well, say what now? Curtis Martin is not... No, I just saw him. I was... Number 30? No? Okay. We'll be right back. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
he never got any of the picks right when they was betting games.
He was
picking arena teams.
Yo, we really ain't shit for laughing at these jokes. But I'm going to keep making them. He was like, you know, the St. Louis Raiders. The Cincinnati Chargers need to really step it up today. If they're gonna beat the Minnesota Jazz.
Now, if the Yankees want to win this game, they're gonna have to do more than just score one touchdown every game. Gino just isn't getting it done this week.
The Carolina Tar Heels take on a very angry Orlando Disney theme park today.
They're showing up to work with no pants on this shit.
Expect quarterback Mickey Mouse to have a big day with the Cincinnati Chargers backfield. he throws the ball directly to the coach. Oh wait.
Dan out there talking about his wife, about how, you know, she won't let him out of the bedroom at certain times of the day. Like, he just, like, all over the place.
Well, he's doing game prep right now. He said, Boomer Esiason of the Baltimore Colts is looking pretty good. And his arm will be pretty sharp going up against LaDainian Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I went up against Doug Williams and against the Washington Nigger Knots, I mean,
the Kansas City Red Chiefs, because we want to disrespect them completely. Man. Oh, man. Damn, Dan.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you can't sue the NFL when you ain't got no job.
This is Dan Marino, and I just want to say, first of all, Finkel is Einhorn. Finkel is Einhorn. So that is the twist. Back to you, Boom.
he probably talking about Shanahan calling him Michael Strahan.
These are all the top five worst jokes we've ever made. We've made a lot of bad jokes, but
nah.
Taking on Dementia Man is pretty fucked
up. I'm okay
up.
With him calling Shannon Sharp Michael Strahan. I'm okay with it.
Oh, Drew Brees with the two-handed windmill.
I mean, we'll clean it up. We'll clean it up.
Alley-oop the Sproles.
We'll clean it up. And Chad Johnson headbutted his wife. And
yeah, he be bringing up the shit you're not supposed to talk about.
And it's okay because she deserved it. I mean, she's a gold digger. She's known for it.
Ray Rice with a strong uppercut through the middle. Oh, wait. Are we not supposed to bring that up? Ben Roethlisberger raping the defense today and just taking any game he wants. No one can tell him no.
He's a professional at this, folks.
Won't take a no for an answer.
He's been doing it for years.
As he's done for years, he will not be stopped.
And the NFL doesn't hand out penalties for those rapes either.
This is an all-out sexual assault on the defense. Oh, what? We're not supposed to be talking about this? Okay. Sorry about that.
Well, okay. You see what happens with the play action. What it does is it sucks up the D. And then it allows the receivers to penetrate deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can throw. They can just do Hail Marys, or the quarterback can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, get all through the balls. Get up in your tight end.
He can go right down the middle if he needs.
Yep. When you're pursuing the balls, you got to get up in that tight end. Got to get right up in there.
Now, personally, when I go down the middle of my wife, you know, she loves it. But on defense, it's not okay.
Cutting back to the Cincinnati Steelers game, and it looks like these hoes ain't loyal. Well, back to you, Boone. Yeah, that sucks, man.
No disrespect, though, Dan.
Yeah, no disrespect.
No disrespect. See how we cleaned that up, fella?
Mm-hmm. Teddy Bridgewater said something that he only had to say because he's black. That he's okay being a backup to Matt Castle,
mm-hmm.
and Christian Ponder.
Michael Vick said the same thing going to NY.
Black quarterbacks, man. We be having to be humble as shit. Damn, black quarterbacks, I be humble. White quarterbacks be like, I'm going to take this job, bitch.
You saw what happened the one time we wasn't humble? Donovan McNabb.
Mm-hmm. Look at Tim Tebow.
We see what happens.
Tim Tebow is a horrible quarterback, and even he's like, I'm not a backup. I come out here every day and prepare like I'm the starter. Black quarterbacks be like, hey, master, I'm just happy to be on the ship. You want me to do a little soft shoe for your boss? Says here, Bridgewater might have been the most impressive quarterback on the field during the team's organized team activity Thursday. He only missed three throws all day, connected with Adam Thielen on a long throw down the sideline, and marched the Vikings offense down the field for a score during this two-minute drill workout. But Bridgewater, who has been a starter since the start of his freshman year at Louisville, realizes that his early work might not lead to a starting job at the beginning of the season. It's not tough at all because I have nothing but my best interest for the team, and I'm very excited about this team that we have here, he said. I'm just happy for the entire team, boss. If I'm not the guy, then I know the coaches have the best interest for the team also. My teammates also have the best interest for the team, so in order for me to be a better player, I have to have the best interest for the team and want nothing but the best interest for the team. This nigga want to start so bad.
You know what I think about that?
That's what?
Oh, I'm cramping up. I'm cramping up. Oh, let me get my fluid. So,
man, you know what I think about? I just think I want to have the best interest for the team. Like, that's what I would say if Serena showed up at my wedding. That exact quote. Hey, look, if I'm not the guy, then I know my wife has the best interest for the team. Also, my groomsmen, they also had the best interest for the team. So in order for me to be a better husband, I had to have my best interest for the team, and I want nothing but the best interest for the team. Does everybody understand I want the best interest for the team? Can y'all use that quote? Because I was not looking at her ass. Please, nobody take that picture.
Minnesota might just be like, look, he's our starter. There's no quarterback competition here. Cause
if he isn't starting, you know this just means Adrian Peterson leaving.
Because didn't we see what happened last year with their quarterbacks? I mean, did they not watch those games?
Adrian Peterson is looking at Teddy Bridgewater the way that I used to look at what the top of the fridge when my dad would put the Sega Genesis controllers up there. He was like, man, come on, man. Take Teddy Bridgewater out. Let's play. Come on, man. I want a chance to have some fun. I don't like getting 17 people in the box.
Man, AP gone, man. And the sad thing is, though, man, people are going to try to underpay him just because he'll run it back all these years in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, Adrian Peterson at half speed seems like he's still better than 99% better than the other running backs.
This nigga be playing the whole season, have like 1,700 yards, and then be like, yeah, I was playing with a torn hamstring since week two. Like, damn, what are you made of?
Right, because Ray Rice wasn't injured any game.
Right.
And was carrying the ball 13 times.
Mm-hmm.
Give me AP on the Redskins, please.
13 times for 12 yards. Like, yeah, Adrian Peterson, the man. And as long as they put 13 in the box, it's the only way to stop him.
Yeah, please put him on the Redskins.
Changes are coming to the NFL draft.
It's going to be less days because it's kind of long.
NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said Thursday that the league is focusing on New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles as possible locations for the 2015 draft. Although sources tell ESPN's Adam Schefter that scheduling issues have made New York City, the regular home of the draft, the least likely option. So next year it probably won't be in New York. Radio City Music Hall, the usual host venue, will not be available next year, and the NFL is looking at Madison Square Garden as an alternative site, according to sources. However, the New York Rangers and New York Knicks, both playing their schedule in the three-day draft, would be challenging. The same goes for the Barclays Center, home of the Brooklyn Nets. The NFL met Friday to go over potential sites, other cities under consideration, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Boston. Each city has been asked to provide as much information as it can to the NFL by the middle of June, with the NFL able to make a decision by the end of the month.
I mean, what are they doing at Radio City Music Hall that they can't, that's not a constant venue? Are they like trashing the place up, like just not cleaning up behind themselves?
I don't know. Maybe it'll be, I mean, it sounds like they got to do something with Radio City Music Hall specifically at those dates next year. I don't know why.
Right.
Maybe it's going to close.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, at Radio City Music Hall, you don't make those concessions for the NFL. Because now you run the risk of now they might not come back.
It could be something crazy, like remodel. I don't know. You're right. I don't know why. Who knows what it is. I'm sure it'll come out eventually. Also, McCarthy said the league likely will be moving the draft back to a late April date, with possible spillover in the early May. This year's draft was held May 8th through the 10th, a couple weeks later than it had been traditionally. So they're going to move it back to the old date. So multiple teams told Commissioner Roger Goodell that they felt rushed by the change, not so much for the added buildup, but for the lack of time on the back end of the draft, as they want to be able to get their rookies ready and build their rosters. Yeah, I get that. Like, that's an extra couple weeks you can have them in training camp, learning shit. So it's just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good story I think we'll both enjoy. There's an email from one of the administrators of an Atlanta area youth flag football team sponsored by the NFL. He sent it to a number of league parents. It contains a whole host of bizarre accusations against the commissioner. Let's read it. FYI, by the way, it's never good when you send something to everybody and you say FYI, it's going to be ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
For your information, like you just say, dear people, yeah. Hello, all. I hope today finds you well. No. FYI.
Yeah, this is, it has a like attitude already.
Yeah. Just so y'all know, might as well be what it says. Just wanted to let you know that your friend, they took his name out, my ex-roommate is so full of shit. These are the parents of the kids in the league. I'm sure he didn't tell you that he bailed out on me in February 2014 without paying rent after I helped his fat ass with all his flag football and gave him a place to stay for free from June 2013 till December 2013. He got his job around Thanksgiving, as you know, and he said to hell with me. But that is because he would rather live in his nasty, raggedy truck, that old Ford F-150 when he was homeless, which I brought him off the streets into my home and buy pussy, than to have a roof over his head with food.
Sounds like your fault.
Not to mention he damn near ate me out of house and home and did not contribute to any bill or food. All that flag football I helped him with, and he never said thank you. I brought him uniforms for his league last fall, and he didn't even pay me back. He has not contacted me in any shape, form, or fashion since he left. I know he is on the fast fall to hell because God doesn't like ugly. And right now, he is looking real ugly.
Is he, or did he just get a job? I thought it sounded like he on the come up.
Sound like this girl, sound like this is a woman that was his roommate.
You mad?
He brought lots of women into my home for a quickie. Couple of hours and overnight, and I don't even have people come over. He got more pussy than I got dick in my freaking home. Sounds, Jesus Christ, the mouth on you, lady.
So you're a little upset?
Sound like you should have been getting in on some of his dick. I know, just giving it out.
He had it available. That's your fault.
Could have got a payment. He could at least got some dick payments.
See, ladies, we're here for you being equals.
Word of caution, I just want you to know how sorry he is. Use wisdom if you decide to help his lame ass, because he will use you, and when he can't use you anymore, he will talk bad about you and spread lies about you like he is doing me. He is telling people I'm on drugs and I need help. What the fuck? Was I on drugs and needed help when I was saving his ass in this league? No!
He probably backstand with her right now.
This, I can't believe how long this is. Then I gave him a hat, scarf, and glove set to mail because he was going to the post office and I don't have a car. And that my mom is in a nursing home bought for my 12-year-old niece. To this day, she has yet to receive it. Why are you going into such detail?
So you don't have a car, but he does.
Yeah, and you gave him something to mail and it never got there. And I even asked my family, did she get a package in the mail when his ass was right upstairs? And he screamed downstairs, I just mailed it today and she should have had it 3 days before. Also, I hate to inform you all that he never intended on paying back money to the parents that never put their kids in the league because he used it to buy pussy, I guess, because he never gave me a dime. He lied to all of you saying his dad died and he had to go out of town and that's why it took so long to call lots of people back. Well, yes, his dad did die in 1987, so technically he didn't lie. Not.
I wonder if he's a regular on Hookers on the Point.
Yeah, he was buying that pussy.
All this pussy he buying.
I tricked her into not wearing. I didn't wear a condom. I won tonight.
You're getting quickies and everything. She tell me to hurry up. I hurry up.
I got chlamydia and the AIDS. Thank God. I went out of town, and when I returned, I found this nigga had been parlaying in my bedroom. This nigga?
That wasn't in the letter, was it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you added it.
I knew it was a black woman.
I thought you added it.
I knew this was a black woman. I knew it. I caught it early, but I wasn't 100. I didn't want to, like, just be stereotypical. But, God, I knew it. She was serving too much shade. This nigga.
FYI. A
letter to parents, dog. This is the best shit ever. I'm about to share this shit on Twitter right now. I'm sorry, everybody. We need to take a quick little break so we can send this shit to Twitter. Oh, my God. Please read this. Best letter ever.
She too good to ask for some dick. All she had to do is ask for some dick.
Yeah. Put Bo on this, too. She said, this nigga, dog, what? I went out of town, and when I returned, I found this nigga had been parlaying in my bedroom.
How did she get out of town? She had a car.
You don't have, yeah.
Did you walk?
I couldn't find a bank card or my social security card. My bed was messed up. Then over the holidays, I had an old friend come visit me. I used to mess around with him in college. He's gay now. He, too, is homeless. Why are you telling me so much information?
Yeah, and
I feel like I'm learning more about you than him.
She said she used to mess around with.
Yeah, but he's gay now. He too was homeless, so she running the fucking halfway
house.
Putting
everybody business out there in the street.
And she got homeless people staying with her a lot.
Mm-hmm. Vagrants. I wonder if that's on her lease. Is that acceptable?
He and Redacted became best friends. I had to go out of town to an aunt's funeral for the first of the year. Do you know my friend told me he slept with Redacted? But I already knew something happened because both of them were acting very distant to me upon my return. I can show you the email if you don't believe me. Oh, we believe you. Just please don't. Just don't talk to us anymore, you crazy son of a gun. Mm-hmm. He stated to me regarding the lady he moved in with that she's not my type, but I know I can live with her for free. But I'd rather stay here because I really like living here. That's because he could do his thing. So he thought, till I shut that down. Maybe that is why he bailed out when I left to go to a homeowners associated meeting in February 2014. and he is so nasty that it took me 5 days to air his room out. I threw the mattress out. Yes, the king size ones I bought for him so he would have a bed to sleep in. The nerve. Yes, I'm pissed off to piss Tivity.
I mean, maybe if you'd have fucked him sooner, he would have just been.
I feel like she moved him in thinking they were going to have a romantic relationship, and when it didn't happen, she just turned.
He put her, ladies, and this is what it's like, ladies, to be put in the friend zone.
Yeah. See?
He put her in the friend zone.
This her privilege. She opened the door for him, and he didn't say thank you. Yep. So now he the bad guy. Yep. He doesn't owe you anything, lady. Okay?
Stop looking
at his body, his choice.
Stop looking at his dick when he bring company over.
Men's rights.
Looking at his ass every time he go in and out of the house.
You're welcome for a gander. Making him feel unsafe in his space.
Every time he go to fix a meal, you standing there staring at him, looking at his dick print in the kitchen.
Judging him for bringing, slut shaming him for bringing women home. What's wrong with you?
Just terrible. This is, I'm so disappointed in this woman right now.
But like I said, God doesn't like ugly, so what I need to know from you all.
She speaks to God too?
If he has said anything negative to you about me, well, why would I tell you that at this point? Why would I do? Because you will let it go. You'll be the bigger one. You're gonna be mature. It's gonna work. You emailed everybody that has a kid in youth flag football, but somehow you're gonna make it work. Yeah, I don't think so. My attorney needs the documentation. Oh, now I gotta be involved in your lawsuit. I'm a witness. Mm-hmm. Also, if you know any other coaches or parents' email addresses that were involved last fall, please forward the email to them. Thank you. That's all. Best of wishes to all of you.
Damn, she went right back to being bougie.
From nutso.
She went from fuck that motherfucking head shit to, and thank you all for your time. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah.
You all have a lovely day.
Yeah. I'm going to send this to you. Yeah. I'll get some people talking about this shit. But yeah, so he spent all the money on pussy, Justin.
I mean, sounds like a good investment.
All the flag football dudes. Oh my God. I mean, why does she do so much stuff for him? It sounds like he didn't even ask for this shit. Yeah, I'm homeless.
She moving everybody in.
Yeah.
It's her, man. But she confused why other dudes don't come over there and give her no dick. When she got live-in dick in the house.
Yeah, basically. Wrestler wins his hepatitis C lawsuit against Abdullah the Butcher.
That picture looks terrible.
Abdullah the Butcher, WWE Hall of Famer, continues to wrestle the indie circuit into his 70s. And his gimmick remains the same. He bleeds and he makes his opponents bleed. And they tend to bleed all over each other. That's a big problem when he's carrying around a bloodborne disease. Abdullah, last real name Larry Shreve, has spent more than 50 years in the industry, mostly with regional promotions, but with notable stints in the NWA. What?
New World Order.
That's NWO. NWA?
Oh, typo?
Niggas with Attitude?
Typo, maybe?
Abdullah the Butcher was in Niggas with Attitude.
Typo?
In Japan and in Puerto Rico. He also has hepatitis C. And rumors have long dogged him that he's infected countless other wrestlers. It led superstar Billy Graham to blast WWE for his Hall of Fame induction. But there never previously been any proof until yesterday when Canadian wrestler Devin Hannibal Nicholas won a $2.1 million USD negligence lawsuit against Shreve in Ontario court. Yeah, because a man wrestling in his 70s got $2.1 million sitting around somewhere, right?
I don't know. He said their own blood. What kind of skit involves me bleeding my own blood?
Well, I mean, they cut themselves. You never seen this in wrestling?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. They cut themselves with razors and shit, hidden razors, so that they look like they're bleeding. And they make themselves, you know, bleed all over each other to show, like, oh, my God, we're really fighting.
They really are bleeding, though.
Yeah, they really are bleeding.
Yeah, that's a stupid.
Sometimes it's blood tablets they put in their mouths and shit, but then sometimes they really cut themselves.
Blood tablet is fine. Fake blood, I'm okay with that. Bleed my own blood, though?
Yeah. Nah. Crazy. I mean, of course it's crazy.
Nah, yeah.
During the match in Cochrane, Alberta, Shreve sliced them both open with the same blade. Shreve had not revealed that he carried hepatitis C, which is usually treatable, but can lead to cirrhosis, liver cancer, and liver failure, and is highly contagious. Nicholas says that WWE offered him a contract in 2009, but rescinded after he tested positive for the disease. It's those lost earnings that led him to sue Shreve, although it is certain that Shreve doesn't have that kind of money. If he did, he wouldn't be as noticed still wrestling at the indie circuit in his 70s. Damn, dog. That's crazy, man. I can't even imagine.
That's why
I wouldn't be a wrestler. I'm about to cut myself, then I'm going to cut you. Nigga, that's not in the plan.
That's like a grin to show needles right now.
Yeah, I'd be like, don't even cut yourself.
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing none of that.
Let's just wrestle. Like,
yeah.
It's okay if we just wrestle.
How about you just fake throw me and I just fake fall? The fuck is wrong with you? Nah, we got to have some blood. You know what, man? I'm not feeling too good about this. I'm going to fight someone else.
Yeah, but you know, my blood, I just donated some the other day. Like, you know, I'm a little low. I need all the blood I can get.
Yeah, it's not good until you bleed. Yeah, you know, man, I'm good, bruh. It's just, I'm fine. There's no need for this.
Yeah, I'm okay with you bleeding in the corner. Like, after you lose and you land over to the side after I win, you can bleed then, but I don't want your blood touching me.
Wrestling might be fake, but hepatitis C is real.
Here's the thing, man. Like, because you can transmit diseases knowingly through your blood. Why would you risk doing that two open wounds touching each other?
Yeah, it's crazy. That's wrestling for you. Cleveland politician has proposed that stadium money should be tied to wins. Last year, voters in Cuyahoga County approved a 20-year extension of a sin tax to pay for upkeep to Cleveland's three pro sports stadiums. Today, one elected official presented a proposal to tie part of that payout to the team's performance. He calls it a little, obviously, a win tax.
Makes sense to me.
Everyone should have these.
Incentive.
The tax on cigarettes and alcohol is expected to raise at least $260 million over the next two decades, with the money earmarked for improvements and repairs to First Energy Stadium, Progressive Field, and Quicken Loans Arena. The measure passed, but it hasn't yet been agreed how to distribute the money. Cuyahoga County Executive Ed Fitzgerald wants 20% of the annual payout to be contingent on where the Browns, Indians, and Cavs appear in the standing each year. That's how you know you've been losing forever.
Yep.
Well, you just like, well, sick of this shit. You want some extra money? Win it.
Yo, you want a new stadium to go lose in? Nah.
You know they just going to be handing out money to the 27th worst team in their division. You know, it's going to be like, well, you know what? The Cavs were the 27th worst team. Indians were the 28th and the Browns were the 30th. So Cavs, you win 20% more this year. Congratulations.
Yeah, good luck to y'all.
We love these teams. We're loyal to these teams. We're committed to maintaining these facilities. But we can also try to demand to get something a little bit better than what we've gotten over the past 50 years. I bought this man a mattress and some uniforms, and he still hasn't paid me back, Fitzgerald said. You trying to play me? This nigga was lounging in my bed.
Owners want to come to my town, drink up, and eat up all my food.
Yeah.
But then want to put a sorry product out on the field.
This gives me a great idea. How about a stay out of trouble tax? Can we get that?
Or start Manziel tax.
Yeah. Ravens, you guys lost a lot of money this year. I'm sorry. You're not going to get the stay out of trouble tax.
Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
Miami,
owe us.
I'm sorry, Dolphins, but you need to give some of that money back.
You owe us.
Yeah. Stay out of trouble. The Rio mayor on the World Cup. We're Latins. We're not used to deadlines. Is that racist? Right? Because he's Latin and he said it. But that seems.
He said it as a matter of fact, though.
It seems racist by the eye test. But I mean, I can see.
You read too much into it, man. You read too much into it.
While acknowledging the poor choices that have been made, Rio de Janeiro's mayor said these massive improvements are kind of on the whole point. We made mistakes. We shouldn't have done 12 stadiums. Mm-hmm. We should have done fewer cities. That's what brought us to this situation, Eduardo Paez said of the Olympics. Our lack of infrastructure is the reason we won the bid. If the games are about change and a meaningful legacy, you should not go to Madrid or Chicago or Tokyo. They have everything compared to Rio. Compare Rio to Rio. Don't go looking at London. He was like, listen, now our shit might look like shit, right? But it looked good for what we used to have.
It looked better than the other people who ain't got shit.
Yeah.
Like, don't compare my F to your F. I mean, you know what I'm saying? No, right. To your A. Compare my F to somebody else who got an F.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing us to A's and shit.
The real mayor racist against his own people. Speaking of being racist against your own people, Rashard McCant has come out and said that he never went to class, and they told him just show up and play basketball, and he will get good grades.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I don't know why this is shocking. Let me see if I can play the audio. Yeah.
Why is he talking?
I didn't write any papers. I didn't write any papers. But I know that the tutors did help guys write papers. But for some of the premier players, we didn't write our papers.
Talking about Raymond?
When it was time to turn in our papers for our paper classes.
Paper classes?
We would get a call from our tutors. We would all pack up in one big car or two or three cars, carpool over to the tutor's house and basically get our papers and go about our business.
How much do you think Roy Williams knew about the paper class system?
I think he knew 100%.
Oh, shit. No.
Why do you say that?
Because it's hard for anybody not to know about the fact that we're taking African-American study courses and we don't have to go to class. I think that's very obvious, especially when, you know, he has his coaches checking our classes and checking our schedules and checking our grades. It was something that was part of the program.
Do you believe him?
I have no reason not to believe
him. I 100% believe him. Also, this is exactly why I said we need to just pay college players or let them go pro. Because people always make this argument about how valuable the education they receive is and it'll help them mature. Is this really helping anyone mature, giving them grades?
The thing is, why is he saying it, though?
Well, he doesn't like Roy Williams. A lot of people don't know this, but in 2011, he actually, when Larry Drew II left the team and ended up going back home to, like, USC or some shit, James McCants, the father of former Tar Heel Rashard McCants, came out and ripped Coach Roy Williams on Facebook, calling him a piece of shit and going on to say, I don't recommend anyone get recruited by him. He will wreck your career if you are not aware of his underhanded tactic and insincerity. At the heart of McCants, Rashard later jumped in on the same thread and said, the good old boy can never do wrong. At the heart of McCann's issue is their belief that Roy Williams hurt Rashard's pro prospects by providing negative feedback to NBA personnel. If Williams were doing anything, I'm sure he was just speaking honestly about his experience coaching McCann's, giving NBA scouts and coaches the proper information they need to make an evaluation. McCann's end up getting a bad rep in the NBA regardless.
Yeah, I was going to say, but he made the NBA. Once you made it, though, like, wasn't that left up to him at that point?
Yeah,
Roy, him and Shine May, the only two that's not there anymore, right?
Yeah, Roy told the truth. He said he has an ability to score and make shots with people guarding him about as good as anybody I've ever had. But the other thing that's important with the team is his moodiness, his indifference, whatever you want to call it. Kelvin Sutton said he's a good kid who's going to be a lottery pick, but the area of the game where he'll make biggest improvement is on teammate issues. Sean May said, Rashard is one of the coolest, most down-to-earth people I've ever met, but you have to know how to approach him. Some days he'll be upbeat, talkative, making fun of people, just how a teammate should be. Then other days he'll come in the locker room and not say anything. I've told him we can't not know what to expect from you.
Sound like mental health issues.
That's what I've always suspected with him. But point being, he's probably telling the truth.
Yeah.
And they've been talking about this tutoring shit for years now. They
State
fired
boards.
Yep, Izzy, I blame NC State message boards. But they fired the lady who actually was the whistleblower on this shit to start off, promised to do an investigation. They never did shit. We couldn't find anything. This is the big scandal of the NCAA. This, and not by scandal, I mean UNC isn't alone in this. I think this is something that a ton of schools do, where they know that they're giving these guys an education. They're not actually making them earn it. They're giving these guys degrees in exchange for them playing sports. And it's like the degrees aren't helpful because you're not earning them.
Yeah, there's no way you can be at practice at 6 o'clock till 8 or 9. In theory, supposedly go to class.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to eat breakfast first because you haven't even eaten yet. You know, you got to have your you know, all your calories and things like that you need right. for your energy. After that, go to class, then go to lunch, supposedly go to another class. Then you got evening practice slash workout session where you actually lifting weights then.
Mm-hmm.
Then you still have to learn the playbook. They all still got playbooks to learn. When are you supposed to study?
Mm-hmm.
And don't let it be an out of weight, you know, during when they traveling. Tournament in Mexico or wherever.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm surprised he talking. Even if he don't like Roy, he knows he's discredited in the university.
Well, Roy did come out and respond. He said, our players have been deeply hurt over the last couple of years and again today by the comments and innuendo concerning their academic achievements. The young men who accepted scholarships to play basketball at this university have done so expecting a world-class basketball experience in addition to a world-class education. Obviously, we pride ourselves on being one of the top basketball programs in the country, but equally important in helping our players grow academically and socially as we promised their parents we would. Our student athletes understand the value of a degree from the University of North Carolina, accept their academic responsibilities in earning that degree. They take seriously their efforts to, in some cases, become the first member of their family to graduate from college. I love them for all they have meant to USC and to me, and I will continue to believe in and support them. With respect to the comments made today, I strongly disagree with what Rashad said. In no way did I know about or do anything close to what he says, and I think the players whom I have coached over the years will agree with me. I have spent 63 years on this earth trying to do things the right way, and the picture he portrays is not fair to the university or me. Now, I will say this, okay? Rashad is kind of twisting a little something. Roy wasn't his coach, but for like that last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got it with Dean, wasn't it?
Yeah, not Dean. Fuck, what was the dude?
They won two rings, though, right? Didn't they win two championships?
No, I think they won one. Because they didn't all come back for two. What the fuck was that dude's name? Darty.
Oh, Brad.
Brad Darty. Matt Darty. And nobody liked him. And so they got rid of his ass. And then I think Roy came in. I don't think it was this smooth, like, Roy recruited them and then he said don't go to class. So like if he wasn't going to class, why point out only Roy Williams? Why not say, you know, Matt was making sure we didn't go to class, everybody's making sure we didn't go to class. But like it does seem like there's he does have a personal vendetta, and that's gonna probably end up being the thing that everybody goes to try to ignore that he's probably telling the truth. Oh well, then Roy wasn't even his coach this whole time, and you know, and it's a personal thing. He's never like Roy, and it's going to end up becoming about that rather than if he told the truth or not, which I think he probably did. It is disappointing. Bubba Cunningham is the athletics director. Bubba. Only in college, right? It is disappointing anytime a student is dissatisfied with his or her experience. I welcome the opportunity to speak with Rashad McCants about returning to UNC to continue his academic career. Just as we have welcomed many former student athletes interested in completing their degrees for pay, not for free. University hired former federal prosecutor Kenneth Weinstein in January to conduct an independent investigation into past academic and athletic irregularities. While these are the first allegations we've heard from Mr. McCants, I encourage him to speak with Mr. Weinstein. We are confident Mr. Weinstein's inquiry will provide us with a full understanding of these issues. Since becoming Carolina's director of athletics, I've gotten to know some of Mr. McCann's teammates. I know that claims about their academic experience have affected them deeply. They are adamant that they had a different experience at the UNC Chapel Hill that has been portrayed by Mr. McCants and others. I'm impressed with their love of Carolina and passion for their education. Several of them will continue to take classes and finish their degrees. All of them are proud of their academic achievement. We too are proud of them. What that basically means is, look, the walk-ons and the white boys, we may go to class. That's all that means.
Yep. Self-explanatory.
Colin Kaepernick got paid. $61 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Only question I have, how much is Cam Newton worth?
I mean, that's a jet question. More than that? I mean,
right.
If not that more.
Like, because people talking about some, well, he don't even got receivers.
Right.
What that got to do with him getting paid?
That's
why you pay him more.
That's right. Look what he doing without receivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's self-explanatory. You're helping to prove his case.
Mm-hmm. So apparently it's like there's all kinds of different rules and stuff with his last year's his contract that, you know, they can like he might not make all the money, just the $61 million guaranteed.
61 is a lot.
And $6 million of that could evaporate later depending on how he plays or whatever. But whatever, man, nigga got paid. Good luck.
I didn't think about Cam. I thought about Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson quarterback. Yeah, Russ, he just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Russ need to get paid too. I don't know if he's gonna be able to he needs to get paid.
More year, because you know, yeah. Kaepernick was in the league a year earlier.
Yeah, and it is good news. It's proof that you don't have to be a first round draft pick to get paid, or you don't have to be a golden boy starter from day one and shit like that. So
yeah.
Good for him, man. Let me see. Phil Jackson, who got fined $25,000 for tampering because he said he wanted to talk to Derek Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
But Derek Fisher was still playing in the playoffs.
Still learning how to be a GM, huh?
Yeah. Phil fucking up.
Maybe you should learn the rules first.
Well, he finally talked to Derek Fisher. So now they're, I guess, you know, he might end up becoming a coach, but he won't get that $10 million Kirk got. Or $5 million or whatever
five.
The fuck it was.
Yo, he definitely not getting five.
Yeah, he ain't getting five.
Fair, he trying to get the hometown discount. That's why he want a rookie coach.
Mm-hmm.
So he don't have to pay him any money.
Speaking of New York, analysts say that if the Clippers are worth $2 billion, New York Knicks might be worth $3 billion.
They go, look at the Knicks. Always, why we, let's move on from the Knicks. They stay trying to be in the news.
So insecure, dog. That is the most insecure shit ever. Nobody was asking you, are you planning on selling? No? Then shut the fuck up. No. Jesus Christ.
How does that even come into the conversation?
God, they like that girl that is like, oh my God, y'all, I got engaged. And then somebody else is like, well, you know, Jeremy took me out to a cruise last night. Like, what?
Yeah, what they got?
It's not about you right now.
Yeah.
So can we celebrate for us?
Like, it makes you want to be like, well, go ahead. Tell us your story. Go ahead. Enlighten us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, now back to me.
Yeah. Ain't nobody about to pay three. If you pay $3 billion for the Knicks, all the misery that you receive is worth it. That's your fault.
Hope all the bad things in life happen to you.
Happen to you and only you and all the people you love. Sam Presti, the GM for the Oklahoma City Thunder, has backed Scott Brooks and said he did an excellent job this season.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers are ballless.
And Marion Barron did not smoke crack.
Yeah. These niggas are ballless, man. This is why y'all never gonna be shit. Someone has to get the nerve up to fire this man.
The thing is, here's the thing though. Like, we always talk about it. Well, who are you gonna hire to take his place?
Derek Fisher. It's so fucking obvious. He just played on the team. He's looking to be a coach.
You think Derek can do better though?
I mean, can anyone do worse is the question. Can anyone do worse? Scott Brooks can barely coach.
Mike Brown
would have their defense so trill though. They would lose. But their offense wouldn't have to change. Now, keep it in mind, the defense would improve. Offense wouldn't have to change. That's actually an upgrade.
They need to get Mike Brown in. Okay, fire him.
Anybody's better. If Mike Brown is better than you, then you need to be fired. That's my thing. God damn, he sucks, man. They would not fire Scott Brooks, man. They probably going to give him an extension.
It's all who you know.
Chandler Parsons getting done dirty.
You think so?
The Rockets trying to upgrade. So they going to let his contract run out. And I think this year he has the option to they can match anything that he gets signed. I think he's like restricted free agent or something. But they're planning to decline it.
You know, the thing is, man, for players like him, because he's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't mind him coming off my bench for me.
Well, he averaged 16 points last year and 5.5 rebounds.
Right. I'm trying to get on Miami as fast as I can. I'm trying to either go to Miami or Oklahoma. Preferably Miami. I feel like I'll win sooner, though.
Well, here's the thing. He was scheduled to make $964,000 next year, right? They're going to release him from the option because they would rather lose him than not. He will probably make up to $10 million on the open market. This is the thing people forget about athletes and players and stuff during these situations, and it's a common thing. These niggas want to get paid. He's not gotten his payday yet.
You saying Miami can't afford him?
Yeah, they not gonna be willing to come off $10 million for him. Like, I don't think they got the money.
Oh well, fuck Miami.
So,
OKC.
He put in his time to get paid. He gonna be like Carolina. Charlotte got the money.
LA, here I come.
LA, LA does have the money, I think, because I think everybody comes off the books except Kobe and Nash, right?
Yeah, I think maybe Swaggy P.
I can see Parsons playing for the Lakers. That wouldn't be a bad move. But yeah, it's kind of weird that they're willing to let him go though, because he's good. Like, what do they think they're gonna get? Oh, I already know.
They're trying to get Melo.
You would think that they would start realizing that these are bad ideas, because they got what they wanted in Dwight, and he was everything they had wished they did not receive.
Mm-hmm. He's about to be in jail soon.
Yep. Oh my God, we gotta talk about it, right? I can't believe I didn't have the story queued up. So Dwight, rumor is, allegedly.
No disrespect if it's not true.
Yeah, no disrespect if it's not true. But
with all due respect, Dwight.
Dwight Howard might be needing to have a seat over there.
By himself. Not with him, need no friends to come with him, because he doesn't do well picking friends.
He's allegedly been caught in a relationship.
Now, before reading the article, how would you sum up Dwight's history when it comes to dating? You know, do you think he does all right?
I would say bad.
Bad?
The best thing he ever did was keep Royce from having his kid and his name on Basketball Wives. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Rockets star Dwight Howard is in hot water. The NBA player has allegedly been caught in a relationship with an underage girl. A new report claims the rumor circulating claim that Dwight even flew the underage girl to Florida. The NBA center is under scrutiny for allegedly having a relationship with a teenager. Rumors began swirling that a girl named Debbie began posting pictures of her and Dwight hanging out. And then Debbie started making some scandalous allegations. The allegations even include Dwight flying her to Florida. The girl has deleted her Twitter account, but the report also claims Dwight engaged in heated text conversations with her. In the alleged text conversation, Dwight told Debbie that she played him and he didn't tell anybody about their alleged relationship. Before she deleted the Twitter account, she posted a tweet that said, Dwight really ain't shit and I need y'all to know. She also posted about her upcoming graduation, which calls her age into question.
Yeah, man. See, they keep saying allegedly, like he not in the photos with her.
Dog, he's in the photo in a hotel with these little girls.
Right.
And you
in a Rockets uniform, practice uniform,
nigga. It's like he might as well have been holding his ID and
Social Security card.
Yeah,
had his passport hanging up there, had his mama backed up, had his grandmama saying, "Yep, that's my little Dwight."
In a Superman cape.
Yo.
Granted, nothing has been confirmed or denied by Dwight, and this could all be elaborate hoax by Debbie. Still, if the allegations are true and Debbie was under 18, then Dwight could be in serious trouble. Dwight was recently named second team All-NBA late season. They also had, like, pictures of this shit. Man, that picture was so bad, man. I'm gonna see if I can find it and put it in the chat, but that picture with the little girls in the hotel room, and yep. I found, oh, it's on that tall. Black Sports Online. Mm-hmm. Think we got our show art for the day. I'll put it in the chat so you guys can see it yourselves. But, Dwight sitting down, it looks like they got room service, which is a classic sign of, I want to make sure these girls don't leave the room.
Mm-hmm. It's on the books. Like, now you got proof, like, food and shit was ordered. Mm-hmm. They probably called downstairs and ordered it. Like, girl, just call down, order what you want.
And he goofy enough just to do it, too.
Yep. She commented, like, you know, shit they was doing in the room. Like, you remember when he broke the curtains trying to do the nay-nay and he fell over and shit?
And it's just the kind of corny shit he would do. I believe her.
Yep. I believe everything she said.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have come out of anger, but the truth typically is what comes out when you're angry.
That goddamn balleralert.com, man. Get you every time. Here's our iMessage. You played me and you don't even know my age. Shaking my head. You think it's a game. I share things with you that I ain't never told no anybody. You claim you ain't have my number, but you knew everybody else's. You wanted to talk to me when you were ready. You ain't say nothing during the playoffs, nothing after the playoffs till now. I saw you every day sending IG Snapchat, but I ain't exist till now. I did not play you, Dwight. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that part was from Dwight, the grown man in this relationship. I did not play you, Dwight, and I didn't have your number, man. I had got a new phone and then figured out how to use iCloud. That's bold as fuck. I talked to you every time when I didn't BVS's. I don't know what that means. Yep, they put his picture out there. It's crazy though how you could do me like that though.
I need you to reread the white part again to so people can understand how simping this nigga is.
A grown man
over a teenager.
You played me and you don't even know my age. Shaking my head. You think it's a game. I shared things with you that I ain't never told anybody.
That you right, really, Dwight? Really? That's how you coming at these little girls?
You claim you ain't have my number, but you knew everybody else's. You wanted to talk to me when you were ready. You ain't say nothing during the playoffs, nothing after the playoffs till now. I saw you every day sending IG Snapchat, but I ain't exist till now.
So now you mad because she's Snapchatting your friends and not you. Dwight not even the coolest dude in his crew.
He the millionaire, bro.
And he not even the coolest dude in his crew.
By the way, she works at McDonald's. They got a picture of her at McDonald's, bro. Come on, bro.
I bet Royce looking back at life like, I can't believe I gave this nigga some pussy.
Oh, my God, yes. Ha, ha, ha. Remember how many times he flew me to him? Oh, my God. This dude. Man,
and you know the airline ticket and her name. You can't put it in somebody else's name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the White House. Yeah, that sounds about right. LOL, man. I still got these screenshots of me being his quote unquote princess. Remember when we was in the hotel and he slammed the curtains on them boys during the nay-nay next to the pool? Oh my God. Yes. Ha ha ha. And remember how many times he flew me to him? Nigga.
I'm not saying he did have sex, but if you're going to do the time, I mean, he might as well have went on and. I mean, damn, you out here begging for this little 15-year-old pussy.
Well, I mean,
and
you
doing all this shit, you ain't get daddy, you about, man, nigga.
I mean, well, we knew he was averaging 17 and 12, but.
Damn.
Not like this.
Literally.
No, not like this. Oh, man. Dwight Kelly.
Man, them memes is fool.
Dog. The Dwight, have you seen the R. Kelly with holding the white head? That's good. That's good.
All of it good, man. Just
dang, man. And the thing is, because he's such a cornball, you can't help but believe it.
Right. And damn. That's not photoshopped. That one girl hand is literally holding his other hand over there.
Damn, man. He the real MVP. Most valuable predator.
Yep, and Stan Van Gundy kept that under control for so long. That's why he had to get out of Orlando, man. That's why. It had nothing to do with coaching the team. It was them little girls, man. He was getting caught up. All of them was at the same high school. He didn't know how to maintain it.
Yep. Explains everything. Royce, it turned out, you know, who you think partying harder? Royce or Lakers fans?
Man, they partying together. They hanging out together.
Oh, both of them, like, I dodged a bullet.
they partying together right now. And, of course, I can't believe she deleted her Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
She need to keep it open and keep dancing on them.
Speaking of partying together. Hey, Mamba. Steak dinner with Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant in Beverly Hills. Kobe and Mike had a private dinner together in Beverly Hills last night, eating at one of the fanciest steak joints in town. The mama and his royal heiress, who have been friendly for a while, dined together in a private room at Maestro's Steakhouse. It's unclear how long the dinner lasted or who paid. Kobe.
Yo, we know it's Kobe.
Come on. It was a celeb-packed day for MJ, who had lunch with Mark Wahlberg just hours before. Mark paid for that meal, telling us it's the least he can do for Mike, since Jordan always hooks him up with six shoes. So, yeah, man. Kobe and Mike eating steak dinners together, man. It's pretty major. It's good to see two legends, the best shooting guards in the NBA of all time.
But you know why he doing it? Just to spite LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Not on Kobe end, but on Jordan end.
Yeah, Jordan, just that. He's that type of person.
He think Kobe don't know, but Kobe know.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I got some more breaking news. Hold up. Hold the fuck up. La, 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 la. La 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 la. Hey Mamba, this might be my favorite Kobe article of all time, and I literally just saw it. Kobe Bryant has never been shy about his dislike of former Lakers teammate Smush Parker.
Oh, you didn't see the interview then, did you?
Nah, there was an interview with this
for Smush.
Oh nah, I ain't seen that. An appearance Wednesday on ESPN's program Highly Questionable. Oh, that's the one my shit didn't record. Oh,
yep.
Something happened and I lost. I didn't get to see it.
No, they switched. They didn't do the 4 o'clock time. They only did the 4:30
time.
Right. I was mad as shit too. Then I searched for it. I recorded it the 7 o'clock morning. It came on like the next morning at 7 o'clock.
Fuck. Yeah, I recorded it again too though, Justin. At like 10 o'clock that night, and
wrong
it didn't
thing.
Come on.
ESPN was on. I sent out a tweet mad as hell. Like, either ESPN or AT&T U-verse need to get their shit together.
Nigga, I'm so mad I missed this, man. They interviewed Smush. God damn it. Oh, man. Maybe it's online somewhere. Somebody got
like
a link.
YouTube.
Highly questionable. Smush Parker. God damn it, son of a bitch.
I hate when they switch times and don't. Like, it don't, like, that's the thing. I guess that's an AU-verse glitch.
Oh, hold on. Oh, it's 6 minutes long. Well, fuck it. It's about mama.
Joining us in the kitchen today is Smush Parker.
Former L.A. Laker, former player for the Heat, former player for a lot of people. Smush is competing in the basketball tournament, a 32-team winner-take-all tournament for $500,000 this weekend in Philadelphia. You can follow the action at thetournament.com, and let's talk to Smush.
That's what he doing with his life.
Smush, you've played all over this globe. What's the
damn? He look old. How old is this nigga? I gotta put it in the chat. Gotta put it in the chat, y'all. Y'all need to see this.
I thought it was like in his late 30s when I seen this.
This nigga look like he's 75 years old.
He's younger than Kobe though.
Good grief! Holy shit!
Now see, this is how Rod slandered dark skinned people.
Life has been hard for this brother right here.
Just go ahead and slander him for being dark.
Oh my God! 12 years a slave. 12 years a slave.
Worst place. I think you've played in 10 countries. What is the worst single experience you've had in a country playing basketball?
Man, I would actually say in Greece. You know, those fans out there in Greece are very passionate about their sports. They back their teams up tremendously, and you don't want to play on a road in Greece. I mean, they're lighting flags on fire, pulling chairs out of the stadium, throwing it on the court. I mean, it's a great environment to play in, but also scary at the same time.
What's the most scared you've been in one of those environments?
The most scared I've been, back in 2003, I was playing in Greece for the Greek Cup championship game now, and I'm dribbling up the court and I see a flare shoot across my head to the opposing fans on the other side. You know, they had to stop the game for at least 2 hours to kick everybody out of the game, and we finished the game with an empty stadium.
Wait a minute. So at what point in the game was this? What was happening here? A flare? How close did it get to your head?
It was pretty close. It was close enough for me to duck and have to, you know, pick up my dribble.
And did you stay out there? Did you look at somebody? Did you go looking for a fight? Did you run off the court? What'd you do?
No, I mean, I'm from New York, man. A little flare doesn't, you know, frighten me.
You're not shooting flares off at the games in New York, Smush.
You can be from New York without having been in a game where there are flares near your head.
Listen, I'm not afraid of a little flare. You know, it was interesting to me. I actually stayed. It was a great experience for me. Now, I was also a part of that Detroit Pistons Indiana Pacers fiasco.
Well, I was just
on our test run into the stands.
I was going to just ask you about that. We've had some people come on the show and tell some great stories about that night. What specifically do you remember about that night?
Well, I mean, if you remember, I played on the great Detroit Pistons teams when they won the championship with Chauncey Billups or, you know, Ben Wallace. And I was actually in the game in the fourth quarter. And
Smushel was barely involved. This nigga walked up and was like, Steven Jackson threw them hands up and he said, nope, no thank you. You on your own.
He walked away.
Yep.
And I was actually excited to be on the court. And then that fight broke out. And I was like, come on, guys, I just got on the court. I want to play. And I just see the fans going crazy, you know, the players going crazy. I'm just sitting at half court with the basketball, just wanting to play some basketball.
Who were you rooting for, the customers or the Pacers in that fight? As you watched Ron Artest and Jermaine O'Neal, who were you rooting for?
Well, being a New York guy, I was hoping that Ron Artest didn't get beat up by anybody. Or actually, you know what, I know him personally. I was hoping that he didn't beat anybody up. Ron Artest is a big, strong guy.
What would you say your thoughts are now on Kobe Bryant? You guys didn't seem to have...
That Steven Jackson overhand will never be old.
When I said whoop, that wasn't because of anything Schmush said. It was because Steven Jackson came across the top.
He came up there to save that dude. Homeboy threw that ice and he said, hold up! Take this with you.
Much of a relationship when you were playing together. Do I have that right?
Yeah, we didn't have much of a relationship or a friendship, but who did at that time with Mr. KB? He's just a hard person to talk to, but he loves to compete. He's a good player.
Respect. He said Mr.
Smush, come on. Let's go.
Mr. KB. Mm-hmm. La, 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 la.
Give it up. You know, like, come on. I appreciate it, but you're known for your candor and honesty. Give me the story. What's up with you and Kobe?
I mean, there was nothing. When I was there, we didn't have a friendship. It was just strictly business, strictly professional, all basketball talk. It wasn't until I did an interview, something like this, after my two-year tenure in L.A., where they asked me how was it playing with Kobe Bryant. And I just said, honestly, it was just an overrated experience. I never said anything about him personally. I never said anything to knock his game. I just said the whole experience playing with Kobe Bryant was overrated.
Well, he also mentions you when he talks about the lack of talent on those teams. It seems like your name is the one that he brings up. Does he bother you that people bring up your name so quickly when they talk about those teams?
No, not at all. Not anymore. It did, but, it goes into the territory. Everybody, you know, always has something to say when you're doing something positive. So I just try to use it as fuel for my fire and, you know, move on.
Translation, I'm sorry, and I know it, so... What? I got paid.
He said his feelings was hurt, though.
Yeah, he's at 90 more. Slid that in there. Not 90 more.
Ask Kobe question. Is it true that he would not allow you to talk to him? Like, he just didn't want to talk to you, period.
By the way, that is so Kobe. What a masterful Kobe. And you know it's true because he didn't say no. He said, which is yes. He would not allow me to talk to him. I don't even know what he says after this, but if it's anything other than he wouldn't allow me to talk to him, it's a goddamn lie.
You really want some story out of this, huh?
Last question. I promise you. We'll move on to other stuff next. I'm just curious if that's true. You can just say yes or no, and we'll move on.
You see how Bo looked at Dan right there? Like, here you go pushing it. Here you go. That's why you're the best and the worst.
Okay, he told me one day in practice, I tried to talk to him outside of, you know, basketball about football. And he looked at me in practice and was dead serious and said, you can't talk to me. You need more accolades under your belt before you come talk to me.
Hey, mama. That is exactly what I'm going to say to Lance.
But you think Kobe hard on Paul Gasol? Nope. He says I like Powell. He never said he likes Smush.
But Powell got accolades.
Right. That's how we know we treat Powell with respect. But people be trying to divide them.
Yeah. Well, Vo's face is priceless. Like, his face looks like, damn.
We got this.
Yeah, like just like, damn, this man got disrespected.
About before you come talk to me.
If you're watching this at home, you had to go to the 4:58 mark. Vo's face is fucking priceless. That shit was like, damn, he told this man not to talk to him.
Ain't right. That ain't cool.
What's the answer you give to that?
I promised him no more questions. I promised him no more questions. What's the happiest you ever were playing basketball? Happiest?
The happiest? Mm-hmm. I mean, playing in L.A. was a great experience. I love playing for Phil Jackson. He's a great coach. L.A. is a great city to play for. I felt like a star amongst stars playing in L.A. You know, people grow up, you know, people watch these.
Anyway, I don't care about the rest. Hey, you know what the right answer is, what he should have did? Same thing I did to Lance. Cuss him the fuck out.
Yep.
And Kobe is savvy enough to respect it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's just like how Lance tried to dap me up after I cussed him the fuck out. Then all of a sudden it was, hey, good shot, Rod. Nah, fuck you still.
Yep.
Well, you know what I mean? Because you got to respect yourself, man.
Tell him never talk to me again.
God damn.
But Smush, why would you talk football during practice? He said it was during practice.
I don't know what. You know what, man? Kobe would. You know Kobe don't like you.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah,
man.
You know Kobe don't like you, bro. It's just a bad, unfortunate situation.
When I saw that, I was like, thank God the 7:00 recording actually recorded it.
Yeah.
Because I would have been pissed off not to have seen it.
What a bad person. Kobe is such a bad person. Like, that's why I like him, but God, he's an asshole. He did not have to do that. Okay, it's not as bad as what I said to Tripp, but it's up there. It's up there with what I said to Tripp, man.
He just told her don't talk to him no more.
Yeah.
But he was going to whoop Tripp ass.
You said, I wasn't going to fight Tripp. I said,
no, you said, if he dies.
Yeah,
no one would kill.
I said, if he died, nobody would care.
No disrespect.
No disrespect to my man Tripp, man. Shout out to Tripp. Sorry about that. How bad are the T-Wolves? I live here and won't support them. What needs to change? Y'all need new GM, personally, cause y'all fuck up the draft every year. And it's amazing that they're wasting Kevin Love's, prime of his career with so many bad personnel changes. Personnel moves. These niggas drafted Ty Lawson, Johnny Flynn, and, what's the nigga that they got now? The
little point guard.
Yeah, the dude from Spain. What the fuck is that nigga's name?
We all know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. They drafted all three of them in the same draft. One of them couldn't come over for 2 years. Johnny Flynn turned out to be ass cheeks, and they trade Ty Lawson, the good one. and that's who you want to put on the same team as Kevin Love, like. They just fucked, man. I went and looked at their roster the other day. Have you ever taken the time out to look at the Timberwolves roster?
Nope.
Let's play a little game.
It's Minnesota Timberwolves. Why would I look at their roster?
Let's play a little game, man. Do you think you can name any other players on Timberwolves roster that aren't Kevin Love off the top of your head?
No, I'm telling you no.
It's
Kevin Love.
Let's play it with the chat room. Can anyone name somebody on the team that isn't Kevin Love? Nobody's even named the point guard we're talking about. That was Ricky Rubio, the second most famous person on the team. Corey Brewer. Corey Brewer was the one I got right at the bar when we played this game. I played this game with my friend Derek, and I only got Corey Brewer, and I couldn't remember Ricky Rubio.
No, they do have another guy.
Let me name some more people for you. Goryu Ding. Nikola Pekovic. Jose Juan Barrera. JJ Barrera. Did you know he was playing there?
No.
Neither did you.
I was thinking Monte Ellis.
Nope, doesn't play there. Dante Cunningham. Shabazz Muhammad. One of the best DJs for A Tribe Called Quest ever.
Yep. Also, isn't that the same dude who came from UCLA?
I don't know where Shabazz Muhammad's from, man. Let me see. Long Beach, California. Maybe he did go to UCLA.
Yeah, he went to UCLA. Okay. That's the one came from. That's the Muhammad we used to talk about all the time.
Oh, yeah. He like, and he's not even good. Damn. All that talk about nothing. Kevin Martin. That's where he went at the Oklahoma City. Should have just stayed, bro. Robbie Hummel. Chase Budinger. Ronny Turiaf, who I thought had to leave the league because he had heart problems. Alexei Shved.
He refused to go.
Alexei Shved, point guard. Luke Mbamute and Otheus Jeffers. That's right. Game of Thrones character, Otheus Jeffers. Bojan Dubjevic. Dog, these motherfuckers all sound like they could be Game of Thrones. Gorju Ding.
they trying to spur a system with all these foreign players, but it's going wrong.
Yeah, this is terrible, dog. That's it for this week. Wait, we got more questions.
Who starts if Barea is there and Rubio is there?
Right. And they got some other point guard that I never heard of. Like, who's their starters? Kevin Love probably just go out there and be like, don't talk to me. Y'all don't have enough accolades.
Man, that dude Pekovic, though, mm-hmm. He looks like the dude from the first Superman that mm-hmm. had the superpowers, the evil dude, the big strong boy.
Leonard Brothers confirmed what I thought. Yeah, he did. He does. I know exactly what you're talking about. The one that had the,
yeah, here you go.
He was the strong dude.
Here you go.
yeah. He looked exactly like him. Yes. Doherty recruited McCants, Felton, and May, but he got fired. Roy came in and won the 05 title with them. Then Roy was second in 09 with Lawson, Hasbro, Danny Green, and others. Yeah, that's what I thought, Leonard Brothers. Thanks for clearing that up for us. But yeah, that's what I thought. Are you looking forward to the World Cup at all, says Mr. Bond? I don't know. This is the first time I ever worked from home during the World Cup. Maybe I'll catch a game or two. I don't know how it works. I've never watched soccer, really, and I don't really like it.
I'm going to go with no, because the American coach said we can't win. What yeah. am I watching for if there's no hope in winning?
That's the problem that people don't ever talk about is it's a big deal when America gets out the first round because yeah. we suck. And I typically don't watch shit that America sucks at. Like, if you want me to watch something, America better be good.
Yeah, put out a good product.
Would you want Swaggy P on the Bobcats?
Yes.
Yeah, no yeah. problem. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I like Swaggy P.
Yeah. I like him more than Gerald Henderson already. I've watched the fuck out of some Swaggy P.
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter and everything.
I just don't think our city is big enough to contain him.
Love that dude.
His personality too big for just Charlotte. He need to be in the city with TMZ, New York.
Oh, his off days, he'll be flying out somewhere else and then flying back there next morning.
Yeah.
Talking about, we had practice day, coach. My bad.
I fuck around and get a Swaggy P jersey, dog. All right. Well, shit, he already wears Swaggy P jerseys. all right, y'all, man. We'll be back next time, man. We really appreciate it. Thanks for coming out and listening live and enjoying the silliness and the stories, man. We love doing this for you. Next week, we should have my man Will Wall Street Strickland. Probably have to make the show a little shorter so he won't hang up on us. But thanks so much for coming out. We'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.